Blog Talk Radio.
Hold up.
Frank.
Headshot.
Frank.
Sit down.
Frank.
Stand up.
Frank.
Pass out.
Frank.
Wake up.
Frank.
Fade it.
Frank.
Fade it.
Now I done grew around some people living their life in bottles. Granddaddy had the golden flask, backstroke every day in Chicago. Some people like the way it feels, some people wanna kill their sorrow. Some people wanna fit in with the popular, that was my problem. I was in a dark room, loud tunes, looking to make a vow soon that I'ma get fucked up, filling up my cup. I see the crowd move, changing by the minute, and the record on repeat. Took a sip, then another sip, then somebody said to me, nigga, why you babysitting? Only two or three shots. I'ma show you how to turn it up a notch. First you get a swimming pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. Pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. I wave a few bottles and I watch them all fly. All the girls wanna play, they watch. I got a swimming pool full of liquor and they dive in it. Pool full of liquor, I'ma dive in it.
Hold up.
Frank.
Headshot.
Frank.
Sit down.
Frank.
Stand up.
Frank.
Pass out.
Frank.
Wake up.
Frank.
Fade it.
Frank.
Fade it.
Frank.
Okay. Now open your mind up and listen to me, Kendrick. I'm in your conscience. If you do not hear me, then you will be history, Kendrick. I know that you're nauseous right now, and I'm hoping to lead you to victory, Kendrick.
If I take another one down, I'ma drown in some poison, abuse on my limit. I think that I'm feeling the vibe. I see the love in her eyes. I see the feeling of freedom is granted as soon as the damage of vodka arrived. This how you capitalize. This is parental advice. And apparently, I'm over-influenced by what you are doing. I thought I was doing the most, and someone said to me,
nigga, why you babysitting? Only two or three shots. I'ma show you how to turn it up a notch. First you get a swimming pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. Pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. I wave a few bottles and I watch them all fly. All the girls wanna play, they watch. I got a swimming pool full of liquor and they dive in it. Pool full of liquor, I'ma dive in it.
Hold up.
Frank.
Headshot.
Frank.
Sit down.
Frank.
Stand up.
Frank.
Pass out.
Frank.
Wake up.
Frank.
Fade it.
Frank.
Fade it.
Frank. Frank.
Hey, what's good, everybody? It's your girl, Magafia. How you doing, T?
I'm good, I'm good. I'm going to go ahead and bring the rest of the crew on next to Blow or Hell No Crew. What's up, Kid Red? What's up, Chardonnay, Miss Chocolate, M.I.D., and J-Big? What's up, y'all? How y'all doing?
Ta-da. What it do? What it do?
What's happening?
Yeah, what's good? Ready? What y'all got going on?
Hey, I'm gonna be all on. I'm in a car. I'm on my way to find me something to wear, y'all. I'm working tonight at Aqua for damn dough, so I'm gonna be in traffic the whole show, but I'm here.
That's what's up. That's what's
right, as long as you're
busy,
bud.
Yeah, you know I'm a busy
buddy.
Stay busy.
All right, well, for y'all that don't know, y'all are tuning to Next to Blow Radio, Next to Blow or Hell No, with myself, Miss Queen T, Magafia, Miss Chocolate, Kid Red, J J-Biggs with M-I-D. Make sure you check us out every Wednesday right here. If you guys want to tune in, make sure you guys dial 718-664-9115. Log on to the chat box, www.blogtalkradio.com/nexttoblowradio. Also, check us out on the Google app. Search Next to Blow Radio. Download the app. Tune in by that way as well. Shout out to everybody calling in. If you guys want to get into these topics, we're about to get into these topics of the day. So make sure y'all press that 1 at any time. Again, press 1. That will indicate and let us know you guys are trying to go live. Miss Charvet, let everybody know what are one of the topics that we're about to get into.
All right, so the first topic that we're going to have today is fellas, and it's more geared towards fellas, but ladies, y'all can chime in too. We would like to know, what do you consider bad head? And what turns you off when getting bad head?
That's for all them freaky deaky guys tonight. I hope all the freaks call in. Like, forget his dang alive.
Freaks
call
night at night. Freaks call
when can I answer that? I just want to answer that.
Well, answer it. Please answer it.
I'm going to tell you what bad head is.
Oh, God.
And not enough tongue.
Not enough tongue.
Exactly.
Do you agree, though?
But you know what, though?
That sounds about right.
MID, do you agree?
Some guys like the teeth.
Exactly.
Exactly.
I mean, if I was a sexologist, I'd get an A for this right now.
You know what I'm saying? Most definitely, some guys like teeth. I mean, you might have to put one thing, but another guy might like another.
Yeah,
so I like teeth.
Huh?
So I'm not
hell no. Listen, if you like getting your dick chewed on, then you're going to die.
No, I don't like that, but what about on it, though? You guys want the nipple?
I'm just saying, if you like to get his dick chewed on, he just get a dog.
Oh, God.
I'm just saying. Like, that is totally not what the mouth is for in this type of situation. No chewing involved.
Wow, but you may not like that, but another guy might like it. So, you know.
Listen, you obviously must have did it to a guy that likes this.
No, say it. Like, I mean, what you might not like, another guy might like, though. So I want to hear from another guy. Like, do y'all like teeth?
Yeah, some guys like it, huh? I guess some guys like it, but you ain't finna bite my dick. I would slap the shit out of you.
Well.
Bitch bite my dick, we finna fight. I swear.
Man, I got a simple answer for that. Bad head is when you got it from your lady or your dip or whatever, and you wasn't satisfied, and you go get it from the next chick. There you go. Bad head.
Oh, that's how it is.
That's bad.
Man, are you a man? What the hell?
No, I mean, you know, I love the chicks too, so don't do me. Say sorry.
Me. Now you got me questioning myself.
See, well, damn.
I'm just playing.
Okay, well,
yeah. I'm going to chime in. Because as a lady, I think there are instances where we do get men that give bad head. So I'm going to go ahead and say, on my part, I would have to say, fellas, I don't know what y'all thought just licking the top of the tip going to do. But I'm going to need you to get down, get dirty, get nasty, put that tongue all up in there, eat it, do something. Because you can't just lick the clit and think I'm going to be all happy.
That's called freaky dicky sex. They ain't went from head to sex. It's like, just take that shit. Take it.
Yeah, take it.
Take that, bad boy, baby, bad boy. Take that.
Yeah, you eat all your food. You eat it all. You ain't getting up from this stuff until you finish your food.
Oh, my God.
You eat
this
food.
Okay.
You eat it all.
Let's go ahead and see what these callers got to say. Let's go ahead and get into the first caller out of this 302 caller 743. What's up? Who's this? Where are you calling from? And what is bad head to you?
It's the Cold Ward Show. Shadowy Gorilla. One half of the show. Next to Blow is your boy, Crush the Catalyst. What's up, crew?
What's happening?
What up,
hey.
What's goody? What's goody? What's going on?
What's good, man?
Chilling, living. We see you doing good. Like, ta-da.
Y'all got me over here bagging the hell up.
Yeah.
Oh, tell them what bad head is, Chris.
Okay, so go ahead. What is considered bad?
There's so many things that break down bad head. Like, yeah. One it can be her just looking at you the whole damn time with the dumb look. Like, oh, you want to tell me? I'm bad head. Like, I can't stand that. When you just staring bug-eyed at me, waiting for me to say, yeah, you're done. No.
I hate that.
Wow.
Well, 100 points go to you. Major kudos.
Okay,
okay.
You say, okay, you don't like her. You don't like a girl looking at you with her frog eyes, but when she don't have her frog eyes, but she looks sexy with it, I mean, is that a bad thing? She looks sexy with it?
He made a specific type of eyes. He didn't say, I don't mind. He didn't say sexy eyes looking at me. He said big frog eyes looking at me waiting.
He said dumb look. He don't like the dumb look.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey,
yeah,
Chris, let me ask you something. Homegirl just said that some niggas like teeth on their dick when they get their dick sucked. Let her know the real.
No.
Let her know.
Wait, hold on. I didn't say, I said some dudes may like it. I said some may like it.
You don't know where they are.
That dude, he liked it,
And the dudes who like that are the same dudes that like the S&M shit, that like to be beat and burned and shit. They love it. Like, that ain't me. My thing is sensitive. When, if you even graze it wrong, I'm going down for the count. I can't do that.
No. Exactly.
It causes trigger in every man when you even graze that thing with your teeth, we had to stop ourselves from punching you in the back of the head. Like, it's really.
I told her I'm going to fight you.
You're going to say, girl, you're going to chill, like, slow down. You're going to punch her. You know you lying. It's a natural reaction. Like, you graze. We got to catch ourselves. Like, woo. Oh, God. Like, oh, God, you know, I just almost knocked you out.
Got me out there over-exaggerating.
No, oh, it's no over-exaggeration. That is real.
I mean, what if she's like your girl and, like, you know what I'm saying, she's
exactly.
never gave head before
exactly.
or something like that. Like, you got to train her. And, like,
no,
you know.
You know how you go to the doctor and the doctor hits you in your knee, it's the same reaction. Like, some doctors get kicked when they hit that knee.
This nigga ain't lying either.
He ain't lying, man. I told a female one time, I told her just like this. I said, look, do you know how to suck dick? She said,
no,
I never done it before. I said, this is what you do. Have you ever sucked your thumb? She said, yes. I said, now suck my dick.
That's real talk.
I'm out of here. I'm gone. That's real fact.
That's BS.
That's straight BS.
Y'all women from the time y'all born are taught how to suck a dick. Y'all giving pacifiers and letting y'all get the fuck all the way from five to six.
Nah, man.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, boys are sure the pacifiers are like one and two. You know, that's not cool for you to be four walking around with a pacifier in your mouth.
No. That's so real.
That is
so real. Hey, ladies.
Oh, a real nigga. Ladies on the line, can y'all tell us how, you know I was going to ask this too. Can y'all tell us men how to really do it? Then?
Well, I'm sorry that I stepped out.
Is that chocolate?
You sound like she is the Grand Canyon talking at the top.
Okay, so
Oh, my
actually,
God.
Actually, Shockley got y'all on speakerphone, and I had y'all on mute, so you better watch it, Shouty.
I don't got time for you tonight.
All right, so, ladies, he has a question for us. Can we tell the men what the proper way?
He got a question for everybody but Red.
Yeah, so, Red, why don't you answer that?
Baby Red.
What the hell y'all mean? Answer that. Red don't do no lollipop licking the rapper. No, sir.
So,
I'm a lady lover. Don't know. Y'all better Facebook me and figure out the image behind this voice. I do not like men, you know, much more powerful. I can't give y'all on cock meat sandwich sucking and shit. Like he said, just go get a lollipop or a popsicle or...
You don't even have to go get anything. It's on your body. Use your thumb. It's like perfect. You can get your head motion going. You can learn how to get your rotations right. Just use your thumb, lady.
Popsicle is the best thing to use.
No, listen, I'm gonna tell you.
Hold on. Break this down. Popsicle is the best thing to use when a girl is training to give head. Because think about it like this. You put...
Popsicle.
And then, all dicks are the same size, though, see? So, like, every dick is different.
Break it down like this.
Yeah, if she had to suck something compared to a dick, then she'd be sucking an air freshener can.
I'm gonna tell you why it's a popsicle. Now, think about it like this. Have you ever had a popsicle and you put your teeth on it and you get that real chill and that hurts your teeth and everything?
Of course.
You don't put your teeth on that popsicle again.
It's like a choke collar.
You don't put your teeth on the popsicle then. Again,
bro, that's the best idea I ever heard. You a fucking genius.
Hell yeah.
You should be a fucking headology.
Warm. This is nice and warm. So all I
nice
really
and warm. Hold on. These girls get nasty on here.
I mean, what's real shit, though? What? Did you know it's cold? Like, come on. Dick is warm. It's hot. It's not cold. I mean, come on. I'm going to get quiet on the phone now.
I was waiting for you ladies to respond if that's the best practice device.
Have to answer that question. What is the proper way to give your lady head?
Oh, the proper way?
Yeah, what's the proper way, ladies? Chocolate or Miss Queen C?
To do what now?
What's the proper way for a guy to get up on his head?
All right. First, Daddy, we're going to have to start with you licking all at the top and making your way on down. I got double D's, so I'm going to need for you to stop in the middle, make sure you please them. Then,
Hello.
Okay.
Be quiet.
I can't hear you.
Wow. All right.
Where's she at?
I don't know where she at. Let's go ahead and, my bad. Miss Chocolate.
Here.
You lost.
You
right? I don't know what's going on.
I was getting all turned up and shit. We was excited.
Yeah. I know, my bad. I'm here. Y'all hear me talking?
Yes. No, I'm going to hear you. You was quiet.
Oh, okay. Well, shit, I was trying to put y'all in the fifth mood, make sure that y'all was with me. But basically, you just said to me, I'm sorry, I'm going to need you to make sure that you put some tongue and put some neck action into it. If you ain't got no tongue and neck action, then you're not doing nothing. I need to be able to grab your head and push your head further in before you move out.
Damn.
So you're a grabber like me. Okay.
I'm a grabber. I am a grabber.
I hope y'all men are paying attention because this is some shit. Like, yeah, this,
look at me, the right now.
I'm
going to
get in trouble, dog. I'm going to get in trouble, yo. I'm going to be quiet, man.
Hey, let's go ahead and bring another caller in with us. Calling out of the 336 area code caller. Who is this and where are you calling from?
My name is Melvin Jenkins, and I love Next to Play Radio.
Love you.
You too.
Great, Melvin.
No homo.
Right up.
What's up? How you doing?
How's everybody going?
We live
in
how you feeling?
Hey, let me hear them ladies talk about how they do the oil game again. That shit got me hard at work.
Damn.
What's
oh
up,
God.
Crew?
Oh, this is turning into a new porn site, actually. Next
hey.
Blow. Or hell no. That means either your thing long enough to get sucked or it ain't. How about that?
Hey, it's the best exercise you can get, or the best exercise
that's,
you want to do anyway.
True. That's not an exercise.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
You sound like you know what you should be doing.
Exactly.
No comment. You're not going to give me a trouble.
We just going to call you more.
I have a question for y'all, okay? I have a question for y'all. I have a friend, right?
Your friend, right?
Right.
Name.
She's,
females be giving head, right? I know, like, fellas, I don't know if you guys ever had a female that had her tonsils taken out. I wanted to know if, you know, it was better with the tonsils or if you guys noticed a difference.
Shit, I wouldn't even mind.
First.
Oh, no.
That's
a good one.
Yeah, I'm not sure. What'd y'all say?
It's basically either she got a gag reflex or no gag reflex.
Mm-hmm.
I need to hear that question again. I heard gag. What?
A gag reflex. Either you got one or you don't.
She wanted to know if it's a difference or something like that. So, shit. Sum it all up, she wanted to know if that make a bitch have a gag reflex or no gag reflex.
Hey, I got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Can you? Hey, your friend got her tonsils taken out?
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
That's
amazing. Why
you
want
to
know?
You know I would love to volunteer. We can put this on film on Blast Your Thoughts and Next to Blow.
Hey,
He on a Snapple.
Next to Blow is getting pornography going now.
That's like one of them things you... A female ain't gonna just come out and be like, yeah, I got my whatchacallit taken out, or I had a hysterectomy right before you had sex. That's some shit you might find out after y'all break up.
Wow.
This nigga here is crazy.
Good radio.
Hey, man, where you calling from?
Winston Salem, North Carolina.
That's what's good. Bad. You're a country-ass motherfucker, bro.
Hell yeah, my
boy.
Yeah, country freaky mother, huh?
If you're just not tuning in, the topic right now is what is bad head? Again, the topic is what is bad? What do you consider bad head? So I want to ask you, what do you consider bad head to you?
When y'all be acting like y'all got an attitude and y'all be doing it, we know the difference, ladies. When y'all turn around and y'all want to do it and y'all put that umph in it, and when y'all don't want to do it and y'all just be licking on the
flip
flop.
Why would you guys want a girl to be angry? You might bite your shit.
I want her to suck my dick like she be sucking it, like she sucking the hell out of her goddamn. Listen, you don't need to understand. What you got to understand is this. You know what I'm saying? Head's better standing. So if I can understand her, then that means I can't stand her. And if I say I can't stand her, then that means when she's sucking it, I can't stand up because my knees lock and I fall. That's the type of shit I want.
That's what you like. That's what I'm talking about. You know what you want.
I want that shit that make me sound like her. I want that shit that make me scream like she scream when I'm hitting in front of the bed.
And your toes curl up.
Well, I'm talking about these cramps all up in your thighs and shit.
So y'all curl up when the girls doing that to y'all? When we go down on y'all, your toes curl up?
Only when you meet superheads. See, your toes don't curl up for everybody. Some of them, you just be like, all right, that's enough. You done did good enough. Let me go ahead and get that.
Hey, My nigga, you a real nigga, bro. You a real ass nigga, bro.
Oh, my God.
I don't even know you, bro. You
gotta,
you a real ass nigga, bro.
You gotta start telling the females, if you love me, suck my dick and show me how you love me.
If it's foreplay,
that's cool. You gotta say, you know, man, you love me, when you say you love me, go ahead and give me, hey, how you love me, and they tear that shit up.
Exactly. Right. Turn around and make me want to, you know what I'm saying, try to push your ass up off of it. Get up. Oh, shit. One of them.
Yeah,
make
me learn from you, goddammit. Shit.
Yeah, get up.
That's
what
we're going to hear.
Put me in your mouth.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Hey, real talk. Hey, man. Y'all really fuck down there in North Carolina, man. I fuck with you, man.
Tell some of them panties.
Hey, man, whenever I come down there, my nigga, we're going to have to kill some hoes, bro.
Oh, hell no. Y'all are so nasty.
Miss
Queen,
hold on. You say we nasty like you only been messing with one dick.
Oh, boy, don't do that to her feelings.
Hold on. Say what?
Did I repeat that? I say, you said we nasty like you only had one dick in your life.
No, I never had one dick in my life, but I mean,
okay,
we are talking like, I guess some hoes.
I mean, that's how y'all females be talking, girl. When we come down there, we gonna shut it down. We gonna take a little bitch. We gonna pull out of here, bitch.
I'm from the ghetto,
so I'm around ghetto ratchet ass bitches. All, you know what I'm saying? I sit up and listen to bitches. Listen, y'all, listen. I don't even like calling women bitches, but my daddy told me when I was 8 that there's a fine line between what you call a woman, and if she's not a woman, then you can't give her the respect of being a woman. Period.
That's true. That's true.
Like, that's what I was told. I was told you can't give her. That's just like giving the president, you know what I'm saying, credit for, you know what I'm saying, killing Osama bin Laden. When he didn't pull the trigger, he just had the shit set up. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, that's right. That's just how it is. Like, that's how I feel. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It ain't no disrespect, but I can't give you something that you don't deserve, sweetie. I mean, it's just like if I ran in the Olympics and I almost won and I got the trophy for first place. I mean, how can you do that? You can't. So...
Exactly.
We want some bitch. Look, I want a bad bitch, you feel me, to fuck. I want a woman to marry.
All right, just hold on. I want to get into another caller out of the 347 area code caller. 320, you live on Next to Blow Radio, Next to Blow or Hell No. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Yeah, man, it's Matori, man, calling from Brooklyn. Brooklyn, USA.
Brooklyn!
Brooklyn
Park or Brooklyn?
We in the building,
I need some
man.
Brooklyn, bitches.
You said what?
I said, I need some bitches from Brooklyn, Matori. This comes off.
Oh, what's good, family?
All right.
Y'all
hey, know question. I need to know of Brooklyn, because Brooklyn chicks and chicks from up north, they be having attitude. So, like, do they have an attitude when they be sucking dick?
You got to fight them. You got to fight them. You know what I'm saying? If you want their number, you got to put a pistol to their head and ask them for their number, and then they respect you. You know what I'm saying?
Not minutes to society.
Oh, man.
Wow,
that's crazy. Yo, Matori, I have a question for you. The topic of the day is, K-Rag, go ahead and throw that topic of the day on him.
What is bad head?
Uh-oh.
What is? Wait a minute.
What?
Maybe my phone's bootleg. I don't know. Just repeat it one more time.
Girl, what? Why are you ordering me? Oh,
He tried to make sure he heard what he thought he heard. Because he ain't saying you saying shit like this on the radio. You know what I'm saying?
What is their definition? What is their definition of receiving bad head from a young lady?
You said, what is something that a female got to have to get?
Oh,
I got you, bro.
The question is, my nigga, what is your idea of bad head?
Bad head? Oh, man, too much teeth. Probably, you know, when they looking at you and, like, you know, you got to kind of, you know what I'm saying? Like, they, I don't, it's kind of hard to explain, man, because, you know, some of them think, it's this one thing that, you know, I had this one chick do, like, she used to kind of, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, she used to kind of, like, nibble on my shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, hell, I'd be like, what the heck? Like, do I look like tricks? Do I look like a box of tricks to you? I mean, do I look like a rabbit? You know what I'm saying? Like, what the hell's going on?
You thought you was eating carrots. You thought you was eating carrots.
Bitch, do I look like a carrot to you? You know what I'm saying? Like, it just got me mad. I ain't know what to say.
You gotta
I just
call
told
that bitch carrot top.
I just heard.
You gotta call that bitch carrot top.
Yeah. I told her to get on. I told her to get on.
Oh, my God.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, hold on.
Okay.
Miss Queen, it don't look like a lot of people liking them teeth, sweetie.
Hey,
some guys may like you. I'm not saying that it's the thing. I mean,
okay. No, see, he said Miss Queen. T said that, though. See, first of all, I don't do teeth. I don't do teeth, okay?
Yeah, you're
first
supposed to be all gums. All tongue.
Yeah, I might as well get some motherfucking dancers, right? And take my dancers out.
I want me a 55-year-old rich woman with gums. That's what I'm talking about. It's the best.
You got to find a woman with no teeth. It's the best.
No teeth. I'm talking about dentures. I might
no teeth and a 401k plan. That's all you need.
401k plan. Hey, shout out to that. Hey, y'all, we're running a little bit behind schedule. We're supposed to get into this next Blow or Hell No segment. You know what I'm saying? Maturi, Cuzzo, go ahead and shout yourself out real quick, and definitely we're going to be getting into these top five songs. I don't know if this is your first time tuning in on a Wednesday, but we do five songs, and this goes for everybody. We need y'all to judge. We're going to be playing these five songs, so we want to know if you guys think it's next to Blow or Hell No. And we're going to go and take these callers and let them judge on these songs. But Maturi and Cuzzo, go ahead and give out your guys' information real quick.
Go ahead, Maturi. You the artist.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? She said like that. I mean, is one of my songs in the top five? I mean, that's all I want to know. But anyway, yeah, man, it's Maturi, man. You can reach me on Twitter, at The Real Maturi. You know what I'm saying? You could go on Instagram, Brooklyn's Father. You know what I'm saying? You can go on SoundCloud, Maturi-1. You can also go on Facebook, Maturi. You can go to the streets. You can go to Kings Highway and 93rd. Ask for that nigga Maturi. You know, I'm there. I'm everywhere. They ain't never there. You know what I'm saying? Holler at me.
Nigga Maturi. Fucking for the city.
Yo, Maturi, I'm going to go ahead and hit you with the on Twitter with the information how you could submit your song for the next The Blow or Hell No segment.
Oh, okay, for sure. I appreciate it. I like that voice you got over there, huh? You single?
That's Queen Wet.
Maturi, Wet. Anyways.
That's Queen
Wet. You got Queen
Wet.
Shut up, yo.
I made everything number water sounds. And she thought a million copies.
Anyway, yo, Maturi, don't go nowhere. We want to get your post on these judges. On these songs. Yo, Cuzzo, go ahead and give out your information real quick.
Terrell Lamont Wilson, my government on everything.
What's your Twitter name, bro?
Big Duke Fan 99. Thank you. I forget about that stuff.
Smoke,
I get that shit. He must be over there getting some head under the counter at work or something.
I'm up there thinking about some shit. Y'all got me wanting some motherfucking head too. I'm up there thinking about who I can call and all that shit.
Oh my God, you are so funny.
Oh, Lord.
9 months exactly from this show.
Hey,
yo, Maturi,
Cuzzo, don't go nowhere, okay? We're about to get into this first track. Shout out to everybody that's tuned in with us, the 501, the 612, the 862, the 714, the 404. All the area codes too. Shout out to the private callers tuned in. You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all press that one. Press the one to go live. We're about to get into this first track, and we want y'all to let us know what you guys think about this track. Next to Blow or Hell No. What's up, J Biggs? Don't be A-ing me.
Man, listen. All I want to say is that the Miss Queen T, the T stands for too much motherfucking water.
Oh, Lord. Hey. You're talking like you know. You're in trouble, bro.
I do know.
Oh, you're in trouble. You're like you know something, boy. You on radio.
I know.
I know a lot.
You better call
Big.
Wow.
Okay, Big. You know, but you know what? I got something for you.
Dang, that sound like your baby mama, bro.
It is.
Yo, Biggs, I got something for you. I got something for you, though, Biggs. I got something for you. So if you want too much water, you're going to have to do something for me. So, but in the meantime, I'm going to go ahead and get into this first song right now. This is by Chic Ron. The song is called Vibration. Let us know. Listen to this. Is it Next to Blow or Hell No?
Got that chocolate milk.
Oh, God.
Vibration is in us, and yes, it's all around us. I'm nowhere near kidding, I got you all surrounded. You can't escape, you feel it wherever you go. So do you hear my vibrational flow? Higher frequencies, over me, I release with these. To defeat a flea, a solution, I'ma leave with ease. So choose it freely, no melee, body aching, shaking. This is all meant to happen, I can't mistake my statements. Love is a powerful word, using the powers emerge. Hate for destroys both of vibrations, I found me some courage. I put my life in this, re-energizing life within. We don't know it, but we all have a despite between. He's a hater and he slanders. Plus, his close is near you. He's not behind you, he's in you. So let go of the rear view. Shadow of the mirror. Reflection is directional. So once I let you go, I surely will let you glow. When lights emerge, life on this earth with illumination. But when you act the hate, you dip down, losing your greatness. I'm proud to say I love you. This piece is appreciation. Depreciate the hateness and then erase it. Vibration is in us, and yes, it's all around us. I'm nowhere near kidding. I got you all surrounded. You can't escape. You feel it wherever you go. So do you hear my vibration, no flow? Vibration is in us, and yes, it's all around us. I'm nowhere near kidding, I got you all surrounded. You can't escape, you feel it wherever you go. So do you hear my vibration, no flow? I am Chic Ron, Chicago's most MC, kind of local, very local, the strangest identity, yeah. They always ask questions about my moral stance, yeah. Knowledge on my spirit, the rich for the bloodshed, yeah. The locals have returned and open up a seal. My beacon of light is hope, this is the ultimate. Field. Maybe it is belief, but you believe you're in an image. Belief is all around us with the facts I got to mention. The same faith for Muhammad is the same faith for the Hebrews. The reason I don't eat certain or clean seafood, cause I don't need the negative aura or the aroma. But come and stop the ship before the door is closed by Noah. Cause we can talk aside, we might disturb the public. So I give the truth and plug it once it's out there, it is published. I'm on a certain consciousness, you can like it or love it. I'm on another after the disciples of the dozen. Vibration is in us, and yes, it's all around us. I'm nowhere near kidding, I got you all surrounded. You can't escape, you feel it wherever you go. So do you hear my vibration, no flow? Vibration is in us, and yes, it's all around us. I'm nowhere near kidding, I got you all surrounded. You can't escape, you feel it wherever you go. So do you hear my vibration, no flow? Let's rise through the opposite of saying, let's die, let's try. I'm a Moorish American, record prize for the race called Asiatic, African, Asian descent. When Prophet Ju Ali came, it was an amazing event. More exciting than laser intense. Now I know thyself, I was led up by the Egypt with no complaining for wealth. The fool was the locust from the highest to the most. I got a right to speak it, I'm provided with a throat. Misery is an illusion, fire is a cloak. You can manifest and start doing entirely remote. Be careful with your third eye, it's best to start from bottom, and keep the most high with you like you're riding by him shotgun. Now I call him Yah, especially Yahweh, holiest vibration ever, my true Godfather. I use the title Allah, send praises to the Creator. Allah to Omega, Creator want me to wake those. Vibration is in us, and yes, it's all around us. I'm nowhere near kidding, I got you all surrounded. You can't escape, you feel it wherever you go. So do you hear my vibrational flow? Vibration is in us, and yes, it's all around us. I'm no one kidding, I got you all surrounded. You can't escape, you feel it wherever you go. So do you hear my vibrational flow?
Alright, we're gonna get into the caller. Shout out to that song. That was Chic One, Vibration. Shout out to him. I think he's from Chicago. But we're gonna get into, let's see what Cuzzo gotta say. All y'all gotta say is this song Next to Blow or Hell No? Alright, Cuzzo, what you think?
Hell No.
Alright. Let's go ahead and get into the 501 area code, 501-205. Is that song Next to Blow or Hell No? Hello, area code 501. You live on Next to Blow Radio. Who is this? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, this D-Boy Flame calling out of Conway, and I say hell no to it.
Hey,
I want to give a shout out to my little bro. Yeah, you know who it is, my nigga.
What's up, bro?
What's good?
Hey, y'all, that's my motherfucking brother, man. D-Boy, you know what I'm saying? D-Boy Flame, you know what I'm saying? That's my motherfucking brother, you know what I'm saying? Hey, shouts out to you, bro. I appreciate the motherfucking support, bro.
You already know this one.
What do you think about that song, though? You think that song Next to Blow or Hell No?
Nah, that's a hell no, nah, bro. I ain't even know who the name was, but I just listened to it. So I can holler at you real quick. I ain't even want to hear this shit. That's a hell no.
Well, that's a hell no, y'all.
Hey, but stay up, bro, and do your thing, man. Holler at your boy when you get back.
Man, all day, bro.
100.
Shout out to Team Biggs in the building again. Shout out to Team Biggs. Let's go see what Terry got us. What Terry, what you think? Next to Blow or Hell No?
Hell nah, that nigga. Hey, hell nah. Can I give another hell nah? Hell nah.
Hell.
You don't like that vibration.
Hell nah. Get that shit out the car.
Around you. Yeah.
All right, appreciate it. Hold on the line. Don't go nowhere. Let's go ahead and get into the 612-702 caller. Do you think that song is Next to Blow or Hell No? Area code 612-702. You live. Who is this? Where are you calling from?
It's here. Hell to the no-no.
Hell to the no-no.
That's what's up. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
All right, this your boy, Trouble T, man. You know, it's here. Stopping in to show some love.
Trouble T?
It's here. Slow motion, working.
All day.
All day, every day.
All right, let's go ahead and take one more call. And shout out to Trouble T. Don't go nowhere. Hold on the line. Let's go ahead and get into the 856. Colin,
good.
Who is this? Where you calling from? You think
what's
that song
good?
Is Next Blow or Hell No?
What's good, man? It's Cole Young from Jersey. Kind of undecided on it, but I'm gonna say Hell No too. You know what I mean?
Well, you decided, didn't you?
Yeah, I'm gonna say hell no. You know what I mean? It's kind of his flow is kind of outdated. You know what I mean? I heard worse, but his flow is kind of outdated, so I gotta say hell no.
I feel you.
No, I mean I'm trying to get a song on here. You know what I mean? That's what I really call. You know what I'm saying? What's good?
Well, I tell you what, you need to send that song to nexttoblow.hellno@gmail.com, and we're gonna view that. And we're going to put it on the show sooner or later. You know what I'm saying? Like, real talk. You just have to tune in. Keep tuning in and see when it's going to be on. You know what I'm saying? Because that's the way you're going to find out, bro.
All right, definitely, man. I'm going to send y'all that to y'all real quick. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to
everybody.
Again, he
said the email is nexttoblow.hellno@gmail.com. Make sure you guys include all your information, like Facebook, Twitter, artist name, song title, MP3 form, short bio, a contact number as well, too, so we can contact you, let you know when you guys' song is going to be chosen. But go ahead and give us your Twitter name real quick and your artist name so, you know, we can, so the host can know who they're looking out for.
Okay. My Twitter name is at Slugganucci. It's SLUGANUCCI. Colion. You can check me out, you know what I'm saying? Slugganucci everywhere, you know what I'm saying? I'm everywhere. Now, I mean, Jersey stand up, you know what I mean? I represent for the East Coast, you know. Y'all going to be hearing from me soon, though. Know what I mean?
I appreciate it. Thank you for calling in. Definitely, you don't got to go nowhere. Stay on the line, okay? We got four more songs, and you definitely can stay in tune with that, okay?
All right, that's what it is.
All right, y'all. If you guys are just now tuning in, we're doing the top five songs that the hosts have chosen. We're going. We got four more songs left. That was Chic Lum, Vibration. If you guys want to get into this and vote, make sure you guys press the 1, dial in 718-664-9115. Again, 718-664-9115. Log into the chat box, www.blogtalkradio.com/nextablowradio. Again, press the 1 to go live. We about to, you know, I've been getting a lot of people like, you know, who are you guys choosing? Who are you guys choosing? I just want to let everybody know, J Biggs, M.I.D., Kid Red, and Miss Chocolate are the ones choosing the song. So, you know, y'all need to hit them up, you know, stay in their ears and let them know, like, look, I submitted my song, whatever, whatever. And, we all just choose different songs. You know, we may choose a song that we think is next low or we think is hell no. I definitely want to get into this next track. this track right here is called The Network by J.G. Traveler. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to them. I think they out of Ohio, if I remember right. But we going to get into this track. I need y'all all to stay on the line. We're about to get into y'all callers. Press 1 if you guys want to vote on this song. If you don't, it's all good. But we're about to get into this track right now. Is it Next to Blow or Hell No?
Hit no lines. I'm on the hotmail Skype. Email chase new boys up in bed. Hello, welcome to my network. Take your business, I'm not your friend. Look to me on this level, beneath me is a mentor. No matter where you are, I just together on a bar. Get away from me, turn the light back on. Gotta go somewhere. Here's my car to find truth, to find light, to find love. Avoiding strife, just communicating for me, trouble button, flying through cyberspace, faster than the amazing race, contain me if you can, I'm a bolt of lightning, traveling across the universe, networking like a thief.
Yeah, well, this is how my day goes.
Back to the basics, find it simple and complex, does it fit yourself? Sorry, everybody, I can't well. Beastie Geek, total creep. Beyond the shadow we see, a preacher's prime objective is to find truth, to find life, to find love. Avoiding strife, this communication told me trouble for time. Flying through cyberspace, faster than the amazing race. Contain me if you can, I'm a bolt of lightning. Traveling across the universe, they're working like a bee.
And everything that I want, there's some things that I don't want.
Don't want no drama, llama, ultimate the drama. You should talk down better, mama, cause now they seem in his honor. Queen for the life in the land down under, they call me Joma, tracking on the flow. Watch that clean up when they come back from home. Oh, haters in the network, blocking souls. Oh, that's so sad that we're blinded by my glow. To find truth, to find light, to find love, avoiding strife. Just communication, call me Troll Barton. Flying through cyberspace, faster than the amazing race. Contain me if you can, I'm a bolt of lightning. Traveling across the universe, networking like a beast. No matter where you are, discover on the phone. Networking like a beast. Networking like a beast. Yeah.
Boy, oh boy.
Say something, please.
Oh, like, boy, oh boy. All right. Well, we gonna let the callers and, you know, saying the callers and the listeners, you know, judge on the song. Shout out to
put that little bit in. That's JG Traveler, the network out of Ohio. Let's go ahead and get into the callers. Let's see what the caller from the 773 area code 759. Do you think that song is next to Blow or Hell No?
Oh, hell no. Wait a minute. Lord have mercy. What? No, I don't even know what to say. Just no.
You couldn't get jiggy to that shit. You couldn't get jiggy to that.
I mean, when I first saw it, when I first listened, I was like, "Is that supposed to be a ringtone?" Okay. And then it just got progressively worse. Sweetie, go back and try it again, please. Just please.
That's definitely my Lord.
I appreciate the effort, but I'm gonna need to go back and try that one more time because that was not. No.
All right. We appreciate that. Let everybody know who you is and where you're coming from.
What's up? It's your girl, Denia Azure. That show Stopping Jewelry Design from the Shy. You can check me out on www.deniaazure.com. Follow me on Twitter at DANAYADD for you.
Follow All right. Thank you, Denia. Don't go nowhere because we're going to keep on taking your call throughout the show, okay? Appreciate it. All right, let's go ahead and see what the 856 area code 856-435 caller. What you think about that song? Do you think next to Blow or Hell No?
Yo, hell no. Please don't ever play that again. Please don't do it. Yeah, it's,
who is this?
Garbage.
Where are you calling from?
Where I'm calling from?
Yeah, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Slug Nooch, Cole Young from Jersey. I'm just talking to you. You know what I'm saying? But
Wait, he found for me.
Man, I'm everywhere, my dude. I'm everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but real talk, don't ever play that again, please. I don't know. That was on some Gundam style. I don't know what the fuck that was.
What y'all talk about? I don't know if you guys heard the beginning of the song. It's like when you call on Skype. So, like, when I was first listening to the song, I thought somebody was calling my Skype. I'm like, oh, shit, somebody's calling my Skype.
I'm a bolt of lightning. That's right.
Hey, y'all sleeping. Kaleon, thank you for calling in. We're going to get into the next call, see what the next caller. Let's go ahead and see what Maturi got to say. Maturi, what do you think about that track? Next to Blow or Hell No?
Yeah. I think it's next to Blow. My dick. Man, that shit was whack, man. What the hell y'all doing playing that shit? I thought it was somebody's granddaddy trying to come out with a song, man. I didn't know what the hell that is. This nigga said, yo, did you hear this nigga's voice, dog? And then, I swear, working me, I heard somebody laugh at
him.
Yo, I didn't know what the hell happened. Yo, hell not. Yo, y'all insulting our intelligence now, okay? This is where y'all take that shit too far. Like, I thought y'all screen calls. I mean, y'all should be screening that shit, too. I'm just saying. You know what I mean? Because
I
didn't know.
We want to give everybody an opportunity to, you know what I'm saying? Everybody needs to know because artists always like, yo, listen to my song. Let me know what you think.
This
some people
make them
need
not
to get
everybody to listen to their song. No,
man,
no.
But still, I mean, everybody ain't a EOE, you know what I'm saying? Everybody ain't an equal opportunity employee and shit. You know what I'm talking about? That shit was whack, man. That shit was hit. Like damn. Like, who? In fact, give me that nigga Twitter name so I can talk shit about him right now.
No.
Is the nigga listening? I hope he's listening, because that shit was whack.
Thank you.
I'm just saying it's gonna stick in everybody here. Watch, they're gonna be singing that shit tomorrow. They're gonna be mad,
right?
And it's gonna blow up. They're gonna be like, oh shit.
I heard this shit on this. No, but y'all gotta realize this is the reason why we wanted to do it, because you know sometimes artists, they need to hear this type of shit. You know what I'm saying? They need to hear, like, look, that song is no good, that song, you know. Because sometimes their people, they got too many yes-mans. They got too many people in their circles that just fill in their heads like, yeah, that shit hot, bro, that shit hot. No, it's really not. That's why we, you know, created the show, to let artists know, like, look, we're letting the listeners, the callers from all over the place judge on your song. So that's why it's called Next to Blow or Hell No. But let's go ahead and get into this next caller, see out of the 302. 480 caller, do you think that song is next to Blow or Hell No?
Yo, 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 this A-Dot, and I'm sorry I'm just now tuning in, people, but I ain't even hear homie's song. I wish I could get a vote.
We got A-Dot in the building. If y'all don't know, this is the winner of last week. Real rap for you. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to him. Yo, A-Dot, you about to get into that exclusive interview real soon, but what's up, though? How you doing?
Right, I'm doing good, you know what I'm saying? Going on this exotic, chilling with my peoples. We got everybody celebrating, you know. It's a good day.
Okay. That's what it is. Yo, stay on the line, okay, because we're going to get into the interview a little bit later, okay?
Wave, you already know.
All right, shout out to A-Dot. Let's go ahead and see what Cuzzo got to say. Cuzzo, what's up?
Hell no.
All right, appreciate it. We're going to take one more vote out of the 302-743 crush. What's good?
Can I give that? That is next to blow my brains out. Can I get like that 1,000?
I'll
know,
never
like,
hold it. Next to blow, my brains out.
Right. That is next to blow my brains out. Like, I was really trying to figure out was it a joke? Was y'all playing an early April Fool's joke on me? Because I was really listening to it like, nah, this can't be true.
Listen. I picked my mans, basically, because, like she said, everybody got an equal opportunity. Everybody all artists. I salute the man. I salute his effort. He could be a pop star in Japan somewhere. We might not just like his shit. You feel me? It's just everybody all artists.
I'm saying it like this. Everybody always has somebody in their studio at all times. Or if they're by themselves in the studio, they come out like, yo, somebody listen to this. Like, one of their peoples and everything. You cannot tell me. Somebody said, yo, that shit is hot, my nigga.
You never know, though.
You cannot tell me.
Nobody was around, and he just came out with it. I don't think nobody yet. I think he...
And if somebody does that, he got real friends. His friends hate his guts on a low because they subject him to ridicule and stupidity.
All he had to say, dude, this is one.
All right, Crush, thank you. Definitely appreciate your opinion. Well, hopefully this next song will, you know, definitely y'all think it's next to blow. I don't know. Y'all need to stay on the line. Ms. Chocolate got you back on the line. I see you. Let's go ahead and get into this song. Red, I don't know how to say old girl's name.
Oh, man, I don't either, and I feel bad that I don't know how to say it. I know it's Beastress something, and she is a beast. I'm going to call her Cutie Patootie, if that's okay with you, Miss Lady, if you're listening. But, yes, she's super bad, right, man.
Spell her name Q-I-A-Y-Z. Shout out to her. We about to get into this track. All She Wanna Do Is, do y'all think the song is next to blow or hell no?
It's a B-Low production. Yo, I know a dirty bitch. She gets wind nasty. You ain't got a trick. She already trashy. She just wants a dick and a weed if you pass it. Yeah, she finished school, but that bitch ain't never classy. This hoe got 3 kids, 2 from baby daddies. They named Johnny Jr., Sean Quinn, and Manny. And when she wanna fuck, drop them off at Grammys. I don't know her name, but let's call that hoe Sammy. Yeah, she give it up to any nigga. I wouldn't even doubt it if a nigga said he hit it. And I'm pretty sure she down if a bitch wanna lick it. She in a party lit, drinking everybody liquor. And everybody know this Tammy is a hoe. Take her home. Bang, bang, get a game. Put it in her all. Put it in her life if you did game right. Yeah, it's her motto. Only once, never twice. I know you know about him. Yeah, you know about him. You got a couple Tammys in your town that be downing. And if they say it tickles and they pussy when you pound it, yeah, she a hoe and it ain't no way around it. She's a rat, shit hoe, and that's all she's about. That's all you need to know. Now watch her open her mouth. And when she hits the scene, just know she's scoping you out. All she wanna do is Team tag, holding on a bad post. Yes, you tacky? Tell me I'm lying. I see these wretched bitches when I'm passing up a line. 21 and up, something like their body counts. And about a million kids been swallowed out through their mouth. Yo, they don't care though. In the club bathroom, they were bare hair though. Broke ass bitches buying up all the spin off and letting any nigga get up with them trying to get off. They never tell them piss off. Bet they naked. Been in a club for a second, now they shaking. She told you shit go lower than your motherfucking basement. You let her leave, white mask on her, no Jason. Letting all these niggas hit on probation. I'm fooling though. Only time you get offended is when you the hoe. Don't take it the wrong way, just a pussy hoe. And them names ain't real, but don't push me hoe. She's a rat. And that's all she's about. That's all you need to know. Now watch her open her mouth. And when she hits the scene, just know she's scoping you out. All she wanna do is, all she wanna do is, all she wanna do is, all she wanna do is,
is next to blow. Oh, hell no. We're going to get into these callers. Let's go ahead and get into the caller out of the 612205 caller. Who is this? Where are you calling from? Do you think that song is next to blow or hell no?
You don't
know. Hello, Aria.
Where you at, caller?
Area code 612205. You live. Who is this? All right, then. Let's go ahead and get into the next caller out of the 307 area code 514. Area code 307-514. What's up? Who's this? Where are you calling from? Do you think that song's next to blow or hell no?
I caught the tail end of it. I'm Dilo Smalls, Dominic Latham, Cheyenne Wildman, whoop, all that good stuff. Anyways, I caught the tail end of it. It sounded like it was all right. Not a banger or nothing, but... You know, I guess I'll give it a what is it?
Next to blow?
Nah, I wouldn't say it's next to blow.
You gotta be.
So you gonna say hell no?
I gotta say, well, without being so hateful, hell no.
You just say hateful, then speaking the truth. If it ain't next to blow, then it's a hell no.
Nah, I mean, it don't suck, but it ain't a hit. You know what I mean? It's not a true hit. Not that I know it all, but.
All right. Sure, yo, DL Smiles, let everybody know where you're calling from again and how they, put up your Twitter name and stuff like that.
All right. Yeah, it's DL Smiles, Dilo Smalls, a.k.a. Knock Knock. My family in Texas called me that since I was a baby boy. Anyways, yeah, you can find me on Twitter at Dilo Smalls. I mean, I'm all over the internet. Thanks to my boy Alms International and all that. Check out Bizarre Radio. Shout out to Star Mob and Next to Blow, of course. That's who I started out with. I mean, just pretty much Google me and hit me up, Dilo Smalls, on Twitter. Self-made.
All right, Thank you, DL Smalls. Appreciate you calling in.
One love already.
Make sure y'all check him out. Let's go ahead and see what. Let me see. A Dot, what you gotta say? What you think about that song?
Well, I'm gonna say it's definitely that 2012, 2013 new rap feel. You know what I mean? Like it's gonna sell records. You know what I mean? But to say that it's real hip hop and the whole lyrical content, that's a hell no to the core, and that's coming from the lyricist. But they definitely, they got the music genre down packed. They got that. They need to go to school, though. That's what I'm going to say. Keep doing your thing.
Okay.
Definitely keep go for your dreams. I'm not a nigga to try to deter a nigga's dream. But just keep grinding. You're going to find your swag. You're going to find your light.
All right. No pressure. Thank you. Hey, Don, hold on the line. Let's go ahead and see what Puzzle got to say. Puzzle, what's up? What you think about that song?
Hello?
What's up, Puzzle? Hello? Puzzle, you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, what's up? Next to blow or hell no?
That's a hell no. It was better than what's been played so far, but hell no.
All right, appreciate it. Let's go ahead and see. Oh, my bad, big. I muted your mic. Let's go ahead and see what Crush got to say. Crush, what you think?
I like the message with it.
All right. So does that
make if it was, I'm gonna say a hell no because it could have been carried at, like the flow wise and the selection could have been better. So the message is great, but I'm gonna say hell no. All right. For the rest of the song.
Okay.
All right, appreciate it. Hold on the line. Let's go ahead and see what Denaya got to say. Denaya, what you think about the song?
Again, it was better than the first one. However, it wasn't next to goal. Sorry.
Okay.
Hey, we appreciate that, though, for real. All right, you know, let everybody know how they can
call in and stuff like that. Mm-hmm.
MID, you still there?
Wait. All right,
let everybody know how they can.
Hold on, see, somebody's phone, I don't know who it is. Like, it's not an echo, so it's confusing, feedback is crazy. Whatever that is, can you see if it's on my mute? Come on,
I'm not sure whose phone it is, but go ahead and check that. So we'll MID, let everybody know how they can call in and stuff like that.
Go call in for the show?
Yeah. I mean, just go ahead and, you know, let everybody know how they can call in.
Man, call in, you know me, every Wednesday at night. 718-664-9115. Press 1 to go live, to vote, to talk to us. Don't just call just to listen. Talk to us. We want to talk to you back.
Stupid. What's on your mind, how you feel, what's real. You know?
Next motherfucker call, no motherfucker me. You can call in and talk to us. God damn it. We're going to fight. How about that?
Y'all still want to call in and talk to us? Y'all got sexy ladies on the radio. We got Miss Chocolate, ta-da-ow. We got Queen T, ta-da-ow. We got Magafia, ta-da-ow. And the one and only, ta-da-ow, Miss Kids. Oh, come on now. Y'all will want to call in and talk to us.
Listen. I got chocolate milk as well. It's going to take season. What's up? Holla at your boy.
He definitely. Yeah. Red, let everybody know what the next topic is while I pull up the next song. Let everybody know about the second topic of the day.
You might not want Red to tell that because I just don't remember what the topic was. You know, I be going Facebook topic crazy. So
I got you, Red. Your topic, your pick. You remember your pick? How is it that fellas can have that player card and keep that player card? But when a female do it, we hoes. We ain't got playing cards, we hoes.
Okay. I got you.
Hold on, time out. Just so y'all know, we planned that part. That was in my Miss Chocolate voice. Okay, back to the show. Thank you.
Shout out.
Shout out. So you guys want to get into that topic too, or if you guys are calling in, you still guys want to talk about that bad head topic, definitely y'all more than welcome. But we're about to get into this next track. You want to go ahead and introduce this, Chardonnay? You remember what the song is that you chose?
Yeah. We're going to
go ahead and
introduce it. Yes, for sure. So I like to do my random picks, and I don't know. I think I'm on to something. Like I said, y'all going to have to check it out and tell me what y'all think. Next track of the night. We have difficulties over here. Give me 10 seconds. Shout out.
And if you guys are trying to judge on this, make sure y'all press that one. Like MID said, press the one, talk to us, let us know. If you guys don't want to vote, then, hey, it is what it is. Go ahead and press one, talk to us, let us know what's going on.
Wait. You want to know. Man, y'all, I'm having some technical difficulties over here. I can't get my stuff up from my artist. Can I get
we got
here?
That. You want me to go ahead and introduce it?
Please bring her in.
All right, we got that rude chick, Remy Cash, you know what I'm saying, about that life. Shout out to her. Do y'all think this song is next to blow or hell no?
Get tired of fucking around with these lame ass niggas, laying around with these lame ass bitches. Quickie's all I need them for. I'm fed to get them up out of them prisons. Life on the edge, living in the world of snitches. Price on your head, I have to be the real nigga. Steps to the weak, cuddled up, pillow talking to a chick. Informing about another nigga business. This is just ridiculous. Living life relentless. Murder for the kids, I'm already strapped, ready to get this. No kids had a good Christmas. You know what I mean? So forcing, I had a head put under that triple beam. Get the mean gun that understands it.
Pull off the lot.
Mercedes McLaren. I'm so hypnotic, sophisticated, and daring. If you need that plumbing, I'm that 25-hour repairman. I'm just blunted and I'm staring down the highway, not caring. Got that green bottle on deck, a pimp for that to have me in her neck. Beat it, girl, get that respect. And now she feel it all in her chest, some real shit. Now she got that life static on her neck, nigga. Do anybody know where you end up when it's that day and your time to go?
You ain't about that life.
So I ask the Lord, forgive me for my sins in the end. Have mercy on my soul.
I am about that life.
Do anybody know where you end up when it's that day and your time to go?
You ain't about that life.
So I ask the Lord, forgive me for my sins in the end. Have mercy on my soul.
Cause I am about that life.
Ride around with that bump shotty. These niggas claim they got it. About to check they chin on that. Break it down, make a film on that. Three block, you was not gangster. 10 years old with that first banger. So you know I have plans major. Little nigga all about that paper. I'm just in the mix that he getting a hater. I got bitches on my dick, cause I got other bitches coming through. You begin to say I'm the one that she be running to. Got up in them hips and now every day she coming through. I'm so Asiatic, lay on the back and I'm so elaborate. Have her coming back like a dope addict. Why you screaming on the phone, acting so dramatic? Let me hit it from the side when I'm poking at it. That's why I can't let just anybody have it. How you busting off semi-automatic? Life's a beast, you laid up, living lavish. If you about that life, then rep that. Third world, no faggot. OGs respect that. I'm about to bring a setback. I'm getting money so hard, it can never be no setback. Fuck with my ends, it'll be your hole where your chest at. I'm addicted to getting money, that's what I'm best at. Do anybody know where you end up when it's that day and your time to go?
You ain't about that life.
So I ask the Lord, forgive me for my sins in the end. Have mercy on my soul.
I am about that life.
Do anybody know where you end up when it's that day and your time to go?
You ain't about that life.
So I ask the Lord, forgive me for my sins in the end. Have mercy on my soul.
I am about that life. These niggas ain't about that life. Mask on or night. Dressed in black, you and white. Family grieving gravesite. You heard about me, then you heard it right. Furry bitches, no fight. Clap these hoes, cut off they light. Fuck your beats, I own that pie. Can't slice me up. I don't die, I'm a gremlin and I multiply. Me and Lil Witch on a blow my cloud with a loaded clip. Don't touch me, chick. In the first row, I keep that close for the lips. Pretty ass gun, I ain't low spit. Don't fuck with me, no third degree. Tie your ass up with the hosiery. Like a fitted, I get it with the cap on sight. Gear and fist, don't stop for life. Television, my eye, you're a positive. Go against me, then you better be wise. I'm dangerous and so heinous. The reason why you seem so strange, yes, cause I cuss and bust and be ready to bust. I kidnap niggas, no yellow bus. With a cute face, you're thinking I'm no killer. About that life, ain't seen none realer. Rap, she's long, follow Manila. Been near, done that, need no filler. Truth in the booth, I know they filler. Can't nobody joke for seer. Rude chicken, I need no leader. I'm pushing these raps like a drug dealer. Whoa.
All right, again, that was Rude Chick, Remy Cash, About That Life. I think she's from New Jersey, if I remember right. Somebody's phone has a really bad echo, and I'm not sure who it is, but let's go ahead and see what the caller's got to say about that song. Yo, Trouble T, what you think about that song, Next to Blow or Hell No?
Hey, I'd say Next to Blow. Hey, that sounded like my nigga Swagnificent is on there rapping the first verse, but I'm like, damn.
All right, that's what's up. Hey, appreciate that. Appreciate the vote, okay? Hold on the line.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and see what Maturi got to say. Maturi, what's up?
What's good? What's good? I caught, like, the end of that. My fault, Brooklyn was spilling something on the bed. Was that Jim Jones?
That's what I was thinking. I thought I was the only person thinking, like, so Dipset, like, where's Joel Santana?
Yeah,
I was waiting for him to, like, Ike.
I was waiting.
Dipset, bitch, I swear I was ready to hear. I swear.
Yeah, that, you know, that's a, oh, man, do I really, Next to Blow.
It's all good.
Next to Blow, maybe. I'm kind of torn. I'm kind of torn. You know what I'm saying? It's Next to Blow and Hell No, but it's like in between the two. It's like the dot. You know what I'm saying? It's the dot before Hell No. You know what I'm talking about?
Stay like that. Stay like
that. All right, well, I'm not sure what that is. Let's go ahead and get some more votes. Let's go ahead and see what Cuzzo got to say. Cuzzo, did you catch that track?
A little bit. I had to step out of the office, so I'm gonna say
all
no
right.
Comment. I don't want to turn around and say hell no, and the shit was all right.
All right, let's go ahead and see what Crush got to say. Crush, what's good? What you think about that track?
I'm feeling the same way. I'm kind of stuck in between Next to Blow and the Hell No. I'm really trying to figure it out.
I'm gonna need everybody to figure it out. Like.
This is Next to Blow or Hell No, not Next to Blow or maybe so or in between time. We appreciate that type of shit, but shit, we need Next to Blow or Hell No. It's just that simple.
I mean,
yes,
it may be a good song. It may be a good song, but if it ain't Next to Blow, then shit, it's Hell No, period.
Then I'm going to just have to say Hell No then.
Indeed.
Appreciate it.
All right, definitely appreciate that. Let's see what Denaya. Denaya, what you think? Did you catch the track? Do you think it's Next to Blow or Hell No?
Unfortunately, I would say at that track is Hell No. I wasn't feeling it. Sorry.
You're so apologetic.
Okay. She's all like, sorry.
She's like,
Hell No.
She's like the type who's like coming in the room and everybody, she gives all the attention and everybody's looking and they're like, oh, I'm sorry. Didn't mean to get anybody's attention. Like, she's apologetic about everything.
But, I mean, the thing is that I don't want to, like, sit there and crush dreams and stuff. It's like, I don't know who the fuck this is. Like, it wasn't horrendous. I just wasn't feeling it personally.
Well, me personally, I feel like Simon. So if you call in and it's crap, I'm going to be like, no, you seem like bloody hell. Don't ever pick up another microphone and ever try to sing again. Just let it go. It's not you. It's not your lifestyle. Don't do it. Oh, my fault.
All right, Denaya, thank you. Let's go ahead and see what another caller got to say. Let's see what A-Dot got to say. A-Dot, what you think?
Yo, that shit was crazy, though. Y'all think it was funny. But, I mean, it was straight. I can say I'm rocking to you, yo. Yeah, you got my support. Do your thing Next to Blow.
That's what's up.
All right.
A-Dot.
All right, definitely appreciate that. Let's go ahead and see caller out of the 612205. Caller, what you think? Area code 612205. You live. Who is this? Where are you calling from?
Hello.
Hello.
Well, Patrick,
and
I've been
talking about to talk about
him. Yeah, it's B.
Yo.
If you would like to make a call, please hang up and try again.
Oh, bro.
Oh, no.
Hey, I'm just talking about
you.
That was me.
Hey, getting that message right there is almost worth it hearing. You got a call, collect call from an Oak Park correctional facility. Are you serious? We get the disconnect.
Oh, wow. You know what? I don't know what to say about that.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
I want my boy on the phone. Mighty shit.
I need to quit acting like I'm fat and don't want to be heard on the radio.
Oh, my God.
I know, right?
Yeah, radio. Like, press the freaking one. Like, we know you're over there. We see you're over there.
Niggas just really shook to press one to say hi. Just say hi.
They're like, let's just listen from the background. Let's just listen. Can they hear us, girl? Can they hear us?
If you listen, girl, did they hear what I'm saying?
Just listen. They might as well not even say no name. Just, hey, it's a mystery. Hey.
Listen, man, look, you ain't got to be an artist to get on here and talk to us, man. You could be a regular old anybody that just got finished washing dishes. Tell us about how you cut yourself while you was doing it. I mean, we don't care. We just want to hear what's on y'all mind. We do this shit for y'all, man. We trying to hear what the hell y'all got going on. Y'all, man. Y'all can't even press the fucking one. And that shit ain't cool. It ain't even cool. You know what I'm saying?
He's talking about what Biggs is smoking on that brother right there. Whatever
I'm
sipping on last week, I won't. Whatever Biggs is smoking on this week, I won't. Hell, count me in.
I'm smoking on Girl Scout cookies.
Oh God.
No, guys, that's the name of it. It's actually the highest THC out right now.
I need me some of them thin mints.
Say what?
I said I need me some of them thin mints.
Girl, this only come in one flavor. Boys got cookies. Girls got cookies.
You gotta have a flavor. I'm gonna mix them together.
You wanna mix them together?
I said I'm gonna need for the makers, the creators, to get it together. You need to have all of the flavors. You can't have just Girl Scout.
Well, you need to talk to God about that, man, because he makes the weed plant. I can't do that. I can talk to him, but I can't talk to him for you. You know, you got to get to know him for yourself. You know what I'm saying? That ain't Girl. That's something else for you. You know, I'm just, you know, just a messenger. I'm just telling you it's Girl Scout cookies, and it's good as fuck, and you can come smoke some if you would like. I don't care, you know. Biggs ain't stingy. Anybody that know me, you know what I'm saying, they'll tell you I share. So you can come smoke some Nestle, you know, cookies if you want to. I mean, we good.
That shit in the mail to me.
I'm done with it.
You should send it in the mail. Listen, bro.
Biggs, I'm coming to smoke some Girl Scout cookies.
Hey, listen, not on the line. My fault.
Like, yeah, don't say that on the line. You wanted me to send you them packets of condoms? Okay, I got you, bro.
Oh, God.
You got to be safe. You know, we talking about head and shit. Yeah, and I hope everybody practices safe sex. You know, real talk, you know, people need to start practicing that more often, okay? I know that the real feeling is the best. We all know that. But, you know what I'm saying, I'd rather get the fake feeling than to get the real feeling and get something that's a feeling that I can't stop feeling. So it is what it is. You feel me? Real nigga shit.
That's the feeling.
Say sex. Wrap that shit up. You hear me? It don't matter if you can't fit an XXL. Okay. Not everybody can fit the gold wrapper. Not everybody has the golden ticket. Some people have to go get the Durex condoms. Listen. It's okay. The girl is not going to think nothing less of you. I mean, if she do, then fuck that bitch. Literally.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Shit. It is what it is. But, yeah, back to the viewers. What's up, man? Who gonna press one? Can we get a caller or two? Just like, you know what I'm saying? Y'all sitting over there, y'all hear us talking shit to y'all. Just press the fucking one. And
you guys got one more song left to do with the next to blow or hell no, but I'm having trouble. I had to re-upload it, so just stay on the line. Let's go ahead and take a caller real quick out of the 870-299 live. Who is this? Where are you coming from?
Hello, who it is from the ASMO? Who it is from Arkansas?
Oh, shit, it's Shy, man.
Ah, you stupid, man. Get a fucking life.
Yeah, man, I'm up all night. I'm finna go to Cali.
Oh, bro, you going to Cali?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I fuck a couple bitches for me, man. You know,
kudos.
Kudos,
my nigga.
Is he from the songs of death? That goes part of, like, you know, part of the topic of the, you know, topic that we're going to talk about. See, you talk about fuck some bitches for me and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? But if a female go and say that on air, motherfuckers be like, oh, you a hoe. You a hoe.
See how easy, you see, but that makes me look like a stud, and it makes you look like a dud.
Oh,
that just means I'm a popular guy. Bro, what you think about that, bro? Do you feel like, you know what I'm saying, dudes that get the player card because they fuck a lot of hoes, and then the girls get called hoes because they fuck a lot of dudes? You think that's right or wrong? How you feel about it?
Honestly, man, I'm about to say, shit, that's right, man. Because a female can't just go around giving her a cat to anybody, but a nigga can do that shit.
Why can't a nigga do that shit? He a hoe too, then. His single ain't going to fall off. He going to burn something.
She went back to the Grand Canyon again.
Who in the Grand Canyon?
You can't hear me?
Oh, I heard. What'd you say?
Who in the Grand Canyon?
Red
in the Grand Canyon?
Yeah. I'm not in the Grand Canyon.
I like it.
But anyway.
But yo, 870, Carla, go ahead and let everybody know how they can get a hold of you. You know, Twitter, Facebook, let me give you a shout out real quick.
Shit, my name on Facebook, Rashad Henderson. Twitter, Dead Before This Honor. Instagram, I'm Rashad, man. Just fuck with me.
Right, that's what's up. Thank you for calling in. Definitely appreciate that.
Y'all,
we're gonna get into this last song. We're gonna get into this last song of the top five songs we chose right here. This song is "Make 'Em Hate." It's called "Fun." Is the song "Next to Blow" or "Hell No"?
You funny. I heard that. Hee hee.
Everybody likes to party.
Yeah.
All right, let's go ahead and see what the caller's got to say about that track. Let's go ahead and see. Crush, what's good? What you think about that track?
No. Hell no.
All right, let's go ahead and see what Cuzzo got to say. Cuzzo, what's up? You got to hear the song?
Hell no.
All right. Oh, wow. Okay. Terry, what you think?
Funny. What's so funny is that, you know, next to blow, because I got two words for you, auto-tune, you know what I'm saying? That's just automatic success. They put the T-Pain on it, you know what I'm saying? I mean, put the T-Pain on it. That's it. They got commercial success right there.
All right, so that's the next to blow?
I didn't say all that, but yeah, no, I'm just joking. Yeah, for real. I'm going to say next to blow because it sounds like some shit I hear on the radio when the white boys in that glow stick music, you know what I'm talking about? When they be off the molly and they be waving the glow stick in the air and shit like that. Like, yeah, that's good. That's it right there. That's next to blow.
All right. Appreciate it. Let's go ahead and see what Denia got to say. Denia, what you think?
I don't know. No. I'm not done with auto-tune. I'm so sick of auto-tune. All right, stop using auto-tune. It was a tool that is being overused and just abused. Lord have mercy. Put it down. Just go back in the studio and do it again. It makes it so much easier.
All right, Denia, thank you for your opinion and your vote. Let's go ahead and see what the 612-702, what you think?
Hell to the no-no.
All right, appreciate that. Let's go ahead and see. I know who this is. 651-208, did you get to hear the song?
This is Team Lil One, and nah, I ain't hear the song, but if it got auto-tuned in it, I'm going to say straight off top, hell to the no.
That's what's up. Lil One, since we got you on the line, let everybody know who you are, what you do, you know what I'm saying, how they can tune into your show and, you know, all that good stuff.
Yeah. What up, everybody, by the way, all the hosts on this show, you know what I'm saying? What's up, y'all? It's Lil One, you know what I'm saying? The one and only, the kid from St. Paul. Y'all, I have a show every Friday next to Blow Radio, Fresh Fridays with Lil One. Y'all can tune in each and every Friday, 8 to 10 p.m., dial the same number to go live with me. I actually got Tadal herself coming on for an interview on Friday, you know what I'm saying? I'm waiting to chop up one other artist to get them on for an interview. But, yeah, fuck you mean. I stay soda free all day. My name is Lil One, you know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all voting. Lil One, Best Female R&B Artist of the Year at the Urban Music Awards. And, no, if Soda, if you vote Soda Free to perform, we finna shut that bitch down.
What'd
you say?
I said I rocks with Lil One. Like, to that out, straight up.
Like, to the owl, motherfucker. Nah, and let it be known right now, and then those will tell y'all to don't bring your lame-ass man or female to the show because we definitely going to perform Boo You Lame and it's definitely going to hurt them niggas.
yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
That out. Yeah, you said that's what I'm talking about. That out.
I read that. Hey, and y'all heard her. I will be getting interviewed on Friday, so make sure y'all tune in. She do keep shit popping each and every Friday night. It's going to go down like that out.
Cut out. Yo, we got to get into these. We got to tally up these scores for these five songs, but I want to get into a track while we're doing that. And since we got Lil One on the line, she's talking about Boo You Lame and all. So I want you to go ahead and introduce this track.
All right, y'all. Check it out. This song is up for Song of the Year at the Twin City Urban Music Awards, so make sure y'all going out and voting. This is the owner of my group, Ninos. Our homegirl Chantel Wynn and me, myself, and I, Lil One, with Boo You Lame.
BeatPlanet.com. I'm never coming back to you no more, I swear. Boo You Lame. I'm never coming back to you no more, I swear. Boo You Lame. I'm never coming back to you no more, I swear. Boo You Lame. You won't change the same thing. I swear you lame, by Boo You Lame.
Damn, she hit you with one of those. She must have. I caught her walking out the beauty store.
hair wrapped up, sweatpants are beauty though. I strolled up on it like sexy, you beautiful. But that's something that you should know. Let me tell you where you should go on a date with me. And I ain't talking to the movies though. I'm talking about a nice flight, champagne nightlife. Yeah, I see a gift in my eyesight. So I'm like, shit, it's whatever. We can do whatever. And fuck your boyfriend, baby, I can get it wetter. Sitting on leather, blowing on loud. We ain't seeing nothing but the clouds. No, don't look down, trust me. You don't want to see the crowd. It ain't nothing but haters all around. And baby, this life, I can have you back home the next night. It can never be wrong if it feels right. Now tell me what you gonna tell them.
I'm never coming back to you no more.
Trips around the world, I can show you how I live. Why you trying to laugh when I ain't trying to kid? I'm grown independent and I know to handle biz. So come and kick it with me, shawty. First the VIP, then we hit the at the party. Sipping on this Hennessy, got me feeling naughty. You got me in the trance with the way you move your body. You need to leave that lame alone. Send him a text like I ain't coming home. Turn your ring on while he's blowing up your phone. Too much shots of Patron, so you know just what I'm on. Penthouse suite, top floor for the two of us. Flower petals, candles lit by the pool and Lil mama, what's his name? You forgot? I told you he a lame and I'm taking his spot, so tell him.
I'm never coming back.
She was mad when she hit my phone, talking about what you don't do. I'm like, fuck that, fuck him too. Keep talking about him, it's gonna make me not wanna talk to you. Baby, you that deal, don't let that nigga tell you different. He said it was something wrong with you, well, I must have missed it. Your body exquisite, your thoughts explicit. I swear I go wherever just to kick it. I'm winning. A pint of that Remy, ounce of that Dro. If you prefer another substance, let me know. And I ain't gon' lie, baby, you the business. If your body was a building, then I'm living in a prison. This is where I'm chillin'. Shorty got me caged in. Got my niggas wondering why the hell I spend my days in. Catches at the day's end. Even though I got a crib, we just like to fuck and swim. My little lover, homie, friend.
I'm never coming back.
Yo, shout out to that song. I love that song. What y'all think about that song?
I love that song.
Rock with.
Shout out to my girl,
I love that song. Boo You Lame.
That's a different horror, too.
All right, all right.
Yeah, I mean,
so we tallied up the votes. Yo, Miss Chocolate, everybody, let everybody know what the deal is, what the rundown is on Next to Blow or Hell No.
For sure, for sure. All right, y'all. So after we tally the votes, please come to the conclusion. Drum roll, please. Brrr. We got Taboo Chick. Remy Cash is the winner this week. So please make sure to tune in so that we can play that song for y'all about that live, live interview with the lady herself. We'll be live on the radio.
Yep, yep. Make sure y'all check her out. Shout out to all the other artists, too, that definitely, I want to say did their thing, you know, but shout out to all the artists, you know, that submitted their tracks. Shout out to Seek Ron, JG, Miss Beastress, and Remy Cash, of course. Shout out to her and Makeup Hate. Shout out to all y'all for definitely submitting them tracks. So make sure y'all keep them coming. And,
the ladies are full of sex tonight. It was a lot of lady artists tonight.
Yeah, definitely.
Shout out
to the ladies.
Shout out to everybody, too. But, yeah, and that being said, shout out to her, like Ms. Chocolate said, make sure y'all tune in next Wednesday. She'll be on the air. And also, I'm getting people in my inbox about that song, too, that we just played. Shout out to them. If y'all didn't know, that was King Nino featuring Chantel winning Team Low One, Boo You Lame. So make sure y'all check that out. People thinking that song is on the little top five songs, we judging it. They want to know, like, they want to vote on the song or something. But that song was not chosen. But definitely shout out to them. That song is hot. Y'all like it? Make sure y'all go vote for Song of the Year, TwinCitiesUrbanMusicAwards.com. So. And that being said, we're about to get into this interview here in a little less than 5 minutes with my boy A Dot. You know what I'm saying? He was the winner last week on Thank You Lower Hell. No. But before we get into that, y'all, we're talking about this bad head and stuff and talking about getting wet. And, you know, Jay Biggs had to say the T stands for too wet, right? So one thing that I do be getting me wet and concerned on is when a dude can sing. So I think we're going to have Jay Biggs sing tonight, y'all. What y'all think?
It's a lot of fun. We made a perfect clear last night on Miss Quincy and Gossip Show that Jay Biggs will be performing live on Next to Below Hell No segment. So, Jay Biggs, let's go.
Hey, you know what? I really thought I got by y'all.
Sing some Brown tonight. Sing some Brown tonight, some Jay Holiday, or some Usher. Something sexy.
Usher? I was going to take it back with Usher then. We're going to take it back.
Sing that dance time. Sing that dance
Bang
time.
What?
Bad Time by Usher.
What song?
Bad Time.
You're talking about me singing a song? No, I'm playing.
You talking about that song, When they're on me, you.
Yes.
My love just comes, love just comes down. Whenever I see you, I just want you around. 'Cause I wanna feel you all through the day and the night, oh, babe. Whenever I see you, it feels like bedtime.
Wow. My heart almost stopped.
All right, girl.
My heart almost stopped. I had to take a deep breath.
You cheating. I got a little jealous and see you cheating. What the ladies don't know is that I got a webcam on them. I've seen how hot and bothered they got when you get that, so I'm a little excited. Do it again. Do it again.
Who? Me? Do it again?
Look, I got a webcam on the ladies. They didn't know. They got all hot. I seen them twiddle their nipples a little bit and stuff.
Okay.
Not yet.
Not
yet. I ain't do that yet. But
anything
from Jay Holiday, I might do it.
Awesome. Jay Holiday.
Or some Mario. You know, Magasi is obsessed with
Mario. I got you some Mario. You feel me?
Yes.
You hear me?
No.
Take me out. I don't know if y'all know this song. The name of this song called Directions. it's like a... I know a place where you never been, then you waste a lot of time, 'cause you're trying to find this place, but it ain't in a phone book. And what you heard is wrong, so it ain't no need to look. You heard a lot about it, and now you wanna go, but the secret is, girl, you gotta know somebody that's been there before. And girl, you're looking at them. Oh, girl, you're looking at them. If you wanna go there, I'ma show you how. But you can't be scared. Listen closely, and follow the directions. You're gonna make a left on Touching Boulevard. And when you see Kissing Street, make a right, keep straight, and go all the way, and that'll run you in the good love, yeah.
That's next to Blow Hill, yeah, hell yeah.
Like that.
God damn it, that's some shit that I have a bitch wet, ready to go. What?
I think a guy that's able to sing is like so sexy. And he wants to seduce a chick, get her in the room and sing to her, and yes, he's going down. Yes, most definitely.
Oh my, that's what's up.
Then we can get to the head.
Yes, and then we can get to the head. That sloppy shit.
That's
sloppy shit. Hey, man, I'm going to be honest. Hey, I'm going to be honest, y'all. They call me JB's, but I got SB tattooed on my forearm. You feel me? I be secretly don't be saying shit. You feel me? But I'm a sex bitch. You feel me? And if I get that motherfucker in the room and I do something bad to her, I guarantee she going to like everything I did and then some. Promise me.
That's a slow tie down. Tie down. Yo, shout out to J Biggs, man. Yo, J Biggs, go ahead and give us your link real quick. They want to hear some more of your music.
Check this out. Y'all really can, you know what I'm saying, go look me up on. Matter of fact, you type in J Biggs on YouTube, you can pull me up on there, you feel me? You can go hit me up on Twitter. That's Twitter at SB, that's SB, the Sex Beast, that's DA Sex Beast. You know what I'm saying? On Twitter, you know what I'm talking about? On Facebook, you can look me up, facebook.com/Sangaboy. That's SANGABOY. And you know what I'm saying? We in here. Reverb Nation, go look me up at reverbnation.com/BlackMobFlyBoys. We in here, you feel me? All you got to do is Google it, baby. We in there, you heard me?
That's what's up. We about to get into this interview here in like 3 minutes. I just want to take a couple more callers real quick and let them interact real quick with us. Let's go ahead and see who's out of the 612-701 caller. Who is this? Where are you calling from? Area code 612-701, you live. Who is this? Where are you calling from?
This Mocha, and I'm calling from Minneapolis. And I just want to give a shout out to Next Blow or Hell No.
Thank you. That's what I like to hear. Where are you calling from? Let everybody know how they can follow you on Twitter or anything, or you got any shout outs you want?
No. I just want to give a shout out to y'all. That's it.
All right, thank you. Well, since we got you on the line, you know what I'm saying? We got some hot topics real quick. I'm going to go ahead and let my boy MID hit you with one of them topics real quick.
Okay.
Yeah. Listen, the second topic nobody really talked about is why is it a problem when females have sex with a lot of men versus when men have sex with a lot of females?
Well, all I can say about that is that double standard. I don't understand how it works either, but that's how people do it. That's how guys do it.
Okay, so I got to get in on this. I definitely have an input on what I see. And let me explain it. Break it down for you. So you got niggas or men, fellas, the male species. Y'all got all these women, so y'all got them. They play their part. Females know you got to play your part, most of them. You get them dumb ones that get out of their body, but you got the ones that are smart that know play that part. So they can do those things. Females tend to not have the niggas that act right. They get the niggas that get in their feelings. They do too damn much. So that's why we get called hoes, because we got to hit it and move around. Because a nigga just ain't acting right. He can't just keep it copacetic. He gets in his feelings. I think that's really what it comes down to. That's just my take.
Yeah, I think that's what it is, too, on the cool. Niggas just, only like she said, you know, niggas get in their feelings about a female, then they find out the next nigga fucking them, and it might be a nigga he don't like. So he talking shit. Oh, yeah, that bitch a hoe. She fucking, man, she know I'm like that nigga. She gonna fuck that nigga. She probably fucking the whole squad, man. Fuck that bitch. That bitch a hoe, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I totally feel it.
Niggas get too.
You know, some real ass shit, we have to specify what is a hoe. Because last time I checked, hoes stand on the corner to get paid. You know, hoes is low budget.
Yeah, hoes get paid. You feel me? I love hoes. Hoes keep me invested. Hoes keep my pocket full. What you gotta understand is, I can't stand a slut. You feel me? I can't stand a slut. You know what I'm saying? That bitch is fucking any and everything that come and go. You feel me? But you also got to understand what a true bitch really is. You ever notice how a female dog, when she be walking and she doing all that barking and all that shit talk when you away, then you get up on her, she turn around and she throw her ass at you and she buckle down and lay on her back. That's what a bitch is. Goddamn.
Oh, damn. So what you say, Big, you looking for that bitch that want to put her ass up and walk away and know what it is and say, Daddy, I'm going to shut my mouth and go on about my business?
Goddamn right, bitch.
In that order. In that motherfucking order.
You know what
order.
It is, bitch. When I come into town,
that
bitch, face down, ass
bitch.
Up.
That's the way we like to fuck.
Okay.
So
anyway.
I'm gonna straighten that, put it off in and get a straight nut.
All right, y'all. We're about to get into this interview tonight with my boy A-Dot. I'm on her phone. It is that she's loud as hell. But, yeah, shout out to everybody that's tuned in with us, rocking with us, that's been tuning through the whole show. Shout out to people in the chat box. We got 10 minutes left in the live show. Actually, we got 8 minutes left in the live show. So the only way you guys can tune in through the rest of the show is through your phone. No other way, just through your phone. So if you guys don't want to tune in, y'all want to call in and listen to the rest of the show, make sure you guys dial in. The number to call in is 718-664-9115. Again, 718-664-9115. Make sure you guys press that one to go live. Also, shout out to everybody that's still rocking with us. Shout out to Crush, Maturi, Cuzzo, Denaya, everybody else that's still tuned in. Shout out to all the private callers. I see you got a lot of private callers today. A lot of people are being nosy. They want to know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, it is what it is. We're going to go ahead and bring off our guest in of the night. Let's go ahead and bring him in.
Hey.
Out of the 302. What's up, Ada? How you doing?
I'm cool. I'm cool. And enjoying the show. That's all. How y'all doing tonight?
Hey, Dot.
Hey, Dot.
I'm cool. What's good, my night?
What is
M-I-D,
up?
M-I-D.
Shout out to my GTM niggas.
All day, every day.
Pretty new.
What's going on?
We got a little grilling session we about to get into, you know what I'm saying, that little autumn questions for you, you know what I'm saying, that exclusive interview right here on Next to Blow or Hell No. Shout out to you for winning last week with that real rap. That was a dope-ass track.
Real
everybody
rap.
Loved it.
Real rap. Hey.
And that being said, I'm going to throw it to my panelists. I'm going to go ahead with Red first. Red, go ahead and knock some questions out for my boy, A-Dot.
A-Dot, my man, congratulations again with your hot-ass track, real music.
Right, though.
That out.
Let me study for this test.
Alright, well, the first question I got for you is, do you feel that you get the respect and the support that you deserve as a local artist?
Locally, I mean, they definitely fucking with me out here, you know what I mean? But I can say, you know what I'm saying, it's a lot of people that listen to a lot of different types of music. There's so many different genres nowadays where you might get, you know what I'm saying, straight away from that real essence of hip-hop, real rap, you know what I mean? So it's a great deal of people fucking with me out here, but you still got your people that's lost in the music, so they, you know, they could be your Soulja Boy listeners and your pop listeners and all that out here. But I definitely get the respect.
Right. They say, you know, a lot of places, your hometown is kind of the hardest place to please. So you saying, you know, you get a lot of love down there?
Yeah. And there's definitely a lot of other people who've been here and they've been doing their thing, you know what I'm saying? Like, shout out Flow City on that, shout out my man Bunny, man, all my fam, GTM, everybody, like, you know what I'm saying? Dover, Delaware is an untapped territory, like, you know what I'm saying? Everybody out here, we all be saying the same thing. As soon as one person shine that light on it, it's over.
Right. That's what's up. Much respect to you. I would say my second question now, I hope you study for this test because this shit about to eat your ass. I'm just joking. Now, something real simple. I just basically want to know, and I would think that the callers want to know, who inspired you? Where did you get your style from? How did you come up with this A-Dot fella?
I mean, like, I always loved music, for one, you know what I'm saying? And all my boys, they used to rap. And I was really a ball player, but I used to just make beats for them and everything. You know, just being around them all the time, I just started fumbling around with the freestyle. It only took one person to gas you, you know what I'm saying, make you feel hype, give you some confidence. So I just took that, ran with it, and I mean, I just took my love for music and started applying my real life into it, and that's when I started really getting some type of feedback. When you apply your real life situations in your music, that's a whole other thing.
Yeah. That's real. Well, those are my two questions that I have for you. I thank you for answering, Bill, man. It sounds like some real shit, man. You're a hot artist. Like I said, keep doing your thing. We're going to push you here at Next to Blow. Hell no. Already, you are. Start to.
Already.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and throw it to Miss Chocolate. What's up, Miss Chocolate?
All right. Hey, Dad, how you doing this evening, sir?
Oh, I'm good. I couldn't be better right now.
Well, first, thank you very much for tuning in, for rocking with Next to Blow, for sending in your music, and for putting yourself on the map. A lot of artists don't do that. They think it's supposed to come to them, and they got to recognize that you definitely have to put in the work in order to be known, to be seen, to be heard. My first question to you, A-Dot, is when? When did you know that you had something that you needed to work hard for, that you needed to grind? At what moment? Do you remember that moment?
I can honestly say, yeah. You know what I mean? You always think that your shit is hot, no matter what, anyway. You always just think everything that you put out is the one that's going to land you on the top of the game. But I can honestly say it was about almost a year ago now where I just was like, yo, if you recognize good music, you know, like, you just know that your shit is legit. And then when you get the people wrapped up into it as far as a fan base, when you get the validation from so many people, it's just like, it gives you that extra confidence, and you just like, yo, I really got to do this. This is my calling. When it comes from somewhere above, you got it. You just got to run with it.
Hello?
We in there.
Yeah, I'm not sure what happened to Miss Chocolate. She'll probably call back in. I'm going to go ahead and throw it to Jay Big. Go ahead, Big.
What's good with it, A-Dot?
I'm cool. I'm all cool. What's good, my nigga?
Man, I'm feeling, man. I'm cool. I'm cooling myself, bro. Hey, man, I got a question for you, bro. Me being an artist, you know what I'm saying? I know it can be, you know what I'm saying, sometimes stressful when you run into people that want to do collabs with you that, you know, might not necessarily be up to par to your, you know what I'm saying, your caliber, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to your craft. I was wanting to know, like, how exactly do you handle these situations, you know?
Ooh, I like these questions. But that's a hard one, you know what I mean? Like, when it comes down to, like, that's your mans and all that, you know what I'm saying? You done knew niggas since yay high. You want to show love because you never want a nigga to look back like, oh, you got nice and they ain't try to put on for the city. So you want to try to give niggas they time to shine, they light or whatever. But you know what I'm saying? If you're not gonna bring it 100% on the track, you really gotta you gotta do your own work. You know what I'm saying? And then come out with other niggas because you got to bring it on the track. I mean, everybody want to be rappers nowadays. So if you really trying to pursue it and do it for real, you got to come 100. You got to come.
Man, I feel like you got to come 1,000 because nowadays everybody 100. You got to come all the way up times 110 times. You feel me? And your music has got that sound. Like you were just saying, that sound is something about them, that music, that real music. When you hear it, it grabs your attention and you get the bottom of your head without even paying attention. You know what I'm saying? Subconsciously, you get fucked into listening to the song. That's how I feel listening to your joint, bro. Be real talk. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, shout out to A-Dot, man. You next to Blow.
That's just good.
You need to accept my friend request on Facebook because I don't
I thought
like
I
that.
Did.
I did you? You need to have. You ain't. We should have a problem. This nigga calling in on our Bigger Boy Futuristic show, and you ain't my friend. All right.
We're gonna check on that as soon as we get off the air too. I'm gonna make sure that's happening.
For sure, man. Like I said, man, much love, much respect to you and your craft and what you do, man. You know what I'm saying? Keep pushing them hits, keep doing your thing. I see you, my nigga, I see you.
Appreciate it, G.
All right. I mean, that being said, before we get into some more of the questions from the panelists and myself, I want to go ahead and get into one of your tracks. I actually want to get into the track that you had sent in for the next to blow or hell no. I want you to go ahead and introduce this song real quick and let us know about the thinking process of, you know, what you put into the song. But before you do that, I have a question for you. I just want to know, like, before anybody listens to your music or if they never heard you and they ask you, what's your sound like? What type of music do you do? How would you describe your type of delivery, your music, your beats, and all that stuff that you choose? How would you describe your type of music that you do?
I would say I'm more like a lyrical, mellow hype, you know what I'm saying? Like, I definitely bring the lyrical side of it, but I want to give you something more that you could jig to. And, you know what I'm saying? I'm a smoker, so, you know what I'm saying? I blows it down. So it's definitely some shit that you can vibe to, relax your mind to. Sometimes it be that thought provocative. Sometimes it hit you for the club. Sometimes it be that gangster shit that you need there. You know, it just be the all the walks of life. I give you everything.
All right, that's what's up. Go ahead and talk about this song, Real Rap.
The song, Real Rap, I was loving that. That was definitely a classic. That was off the Jay-Z, Can I Live beat. We redid it and everything. You know what I'm saying? That definitely did me some numbers. But the song we doing tonight, the song's called The Real A-Dot. We performed this for Street Kings Urban Next in Brooklyn, New York, July 28th for 50 Cent. And, you know what I'm saying, this is my baby right here. A lot of facts in here. They're real, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, they're real hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? Everything in there is facts. Y'all can buy it, so just roll up. If you ain't already got your blunts twisted or your papers, whatever you doing, go ahead and get ready. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit, we're going to ride this wave.
All right, so you want to go ahead and get into the Real A-Dot track?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right, let's go.
Yeah. See, I finally got the opportunity to showcase my talent. Y'all want to know what I'm going to say? Good cook. Open up your hearts, people. Good evening. It's just so nice to be amongst so many beautiful people in one room. Yeah. Yeah. It's A-Dot. The real A-Dot.
Money made you
follow me. Yeah. Thinking about my life and what I'm doing with it. Putting a smile up on my kids' faces, what I gotta do. So I'm digging through this mechanic bag, trying to find the tools they need to prosper so their life can live with plenty cash. Remember the Bobos, your life is filled with ups and downs. I guess you resemble a pogo, and I can see your smiles and frowns. I'm smoking all over the ozone, and I don't think I'm coming down. Your featherweight, I got four O's, cause I done chopped and broke the pound. I'm rolling to get lit, flicking the big, hitting the big flip. Put this on your wish list, never mind, you would get dismissed. The pick with the big fist, keep the nappy roots in the line for the bitches. Hey, die, boy. You know I'm about my business. It's the battlefield.
Feel.
Wise words from a young man. Sharpen your sword, show how that dagger feel. Been through the ups and downs,
down.
But it ain't no roller coaster.
No.
Cause my life round and round.
Round.
Call that Ferris wheel. You know all that shit that you done talked about. Riding round. Eight, I got them stagnant. Roll up like what happened. Real niggas say different shit. And we could change, but you niggas are illiterate.
Yeah.
So watch me start this shit. Moving up, I gotta get it to another level. But no levels like one that you put yourself on. Wrong life I lived cause I was one of trouble. But now a nigga humble, got him writing all my wrongs. So the song's more complex. Living like a grown man, deep a nigga content. Reaper twister, yes. Lift you out of your sneakers, the people want a contest. And they that will perform best. It's that,
Mister, Mister need no co-pilot.
Yeah.
Cruising down the lane again. Bitches see me profiling. Come here, let me tame your friend. Show her how I'm dope rhyming. Coke lines all in my pen. Now that's dope riding. Was in the army, but niggas was forced to get out.
Gone.
I'm too grown, the nigga just had to sit down.
Yeah.
I'm like grown, the wisdom gifted, I'm Red Run. See me hype over some women, money is straight kush. Blow that shit up out my window. Hot box, fogged out. See your bitch up in my lap. Dropped out, balled out. Everything been different since. I look back, my eyes covered the four corners. Sorry, no room for slack. Niggas will forewarn you. I've been on you. You niggas was ahead of me. But I trained up. Big dog with the pedigree. I'm flowing so heavily. You never get rid of me.
Never.
Making a track today and could bump it in 2017.
Mean.
Niggas know how I do.
Yeah.
Google the real A dot. I keep you in the loop.
Yeah.
Woo. Money made music group. You know what I'm saying? Before I could give y'all a track, you know, with the chorus and all that, vibe with me. I just had to let y'all know what's going on, you know what I'm saying? It's so evident. Changes in my life, you know. It's real. Vibe with me. Yeah. I'm at a loss for words. It's like a nigga got the thought, but I ain't got the urge. I'm patient, but I'm facing just what I deserve. See, karma plays its part, and you see where my thoughts are turned.
Yeah.
Feeling like my oldest song. Young nigga, but you told me wrong. Fucked up from what I seen. Double barrel through that broken door.
Blah.
And I really don't want to dream, but if I fall asleep right now, I'ma have the best one. Smoked out, flesh numb, and I really don't see nobody. Goddamn, when a nigga think that thing, I ran. Hot runner on the track, can't stop him. I'ma hang him on a boat, try to stop this.
Yeah.
Wavy waters with the boat, got the Loch Ness.
Yeah.
Monster, rock the weed, laid out beats, all kind of breeze. Please, when a nigga think that thing on my grind. Loving the women, they loving the nigga. I'm feeling a million about my grind. Hugging and kissing, no public affection. We keep all that behind the blind.
Right.
And I'm feeling myself. A dot wavy waters, I'ma kill it myself. Yeah. And then like something like the old lady come through the background off note singing it. You see it? Do your thing. Yeah. Do your thing, young man. I'ma do my thing. Yeah. How y'all feeling out there? Y'all having a good time? Everything cool?
Alright.
The real A dot, people. Yeah. I give you my life. It's all real. All my people that's been rocking with me. I love all y'all, I love all the fans. Word. Yeah. Happy birthday to Nasir. Happy birthday. Lil' man, you for today.
All right, that was the real A dot by A dot himself. Squad, what you guys think about that track?
I'm digging that. That shit real. I was feeling it. The whole little vibe and shit. I'm like, okay. I know that nigga, yeah.
The track had you like in your zone. You were like thinking about our stuff. So it made you like really sit back and just, you know, listen to the words for real, for real. Like, you need to listen to the words and the whole message and anything like that. So that track was definitely a smooth route to try to listen to.
Right.
What's up? MID Biggs, y'all there? I know Miss Chocolate, her phone has got disconnected, so her call has dropped, so she's not on the line with us right now. But MID Biggs, what y'all think?
Man, the shit is raw. I mean, it's real rap. Exactly what he say. You know what I'm saying? It's real rap. Like, I'm sitting up, like, I'm high my damn self. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a smoke. Like, you know what I'm talking about? And I'm sitting up here just listening to that beat. The beat is so dreamy. It just drowns
you out. It's tanky, don't it?
You know what I'm saying? And then you get to listening to what the fuck he's saying, and it's actually something that a motherfucker really doing. You know what I'm saying? I get tired of hearing about all this dope dealing niggas doing and ain't got nothing to show for. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I feel that shit, bro. Like, I feel that shit. It's real-life situations. And, you know, I related to you in a sense because I caught the part where you said, you know what I'm saying, used to be in the Army, you know what I'm saying? But, shit,
right,
you know,
right.
Yeah, me too, shit, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like goddamn
oh.
same way, you know what I'm saying? They ain't ready. They wasn't ready for that, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, real shit, man. I fucks with it. Like, real nigga shit, we got to do some work.
I swear to God, I swear I thought I accepted your friend question on that too, but like I said, we're going to get to that soon if we hop off the air.
For sure, for sure.
Hey, that's what's up. Yo, shout out to you. Real quick, A-Doc, go ahead and, you know, give us your links and let everybody know where they can listen to that song again if they want to hear it.
Right, though. I mean, you can hit the YouTube, just, you know what I'm saying, type in The Real A-Doc. That's A-D-O-T. Ain't no period, no none of that. Hit the Twitter, A-Doc in the building. That's A-Doc. N-D-A. Google me, you know what I mean? Google me, The Real A-Doc. Hit the, I got a mixtape on that Piff right now with 2 Chainz and all them. So just Google The Real A-Doc/2 Chainz. You can type in Welcome Home A-Doc on Google. That's my iTunes mixtape. We out there. Matter of fact, hold on, I just did a video. So type in A-Doc waiting to inhale. You'll see the video. That's my first video. I got a lot of little shit popping off, but I mean, everything is my steps to a major plan.
Indeed.
That's what's up. Since we got Miss Chocolate back on the line, I know she didn't get to get her second question in. Go ahead, Miss Chocolate, and ask your question.
Thank you kindly. So my second question, A-Doc, was just where do you see yourself in the next 2 years? What's your short-term goal? What you working on big right now?
Short-term goal, more listeners and the recognition so they just know that I'm not to be played with and they can go ahead and throw me in the loop with some real spitters, you know what I'm saying, like in the game for real, you know what I'm saying?
That's about it. Well, you know you got our support. You know, Next to Glow is definitely on Team A-Doc. That's why you did get the vote you got, and you're getting the recognition you're getting. So you rocking with us, and we rocking with you.
All day.
Let's see how we collaborate with you to help you out.
All day. We definitely want to stay in connect. So I'm going to keep sending y'all music. Y'all can cipher through it. I ain't going to steal the shine all the time. Everybody else got to get their interviews, too, but I'm going to keep sending y'all music and all that. We're going to keep grinding.
Let's go.
Definitely. Yo, Kid Red.
What up?
Shout out herself. Go ahead and, you know, get your questions out.
I asked my questions first, and my name not Miss
Tadal. Oh, yeah, my bad. I'm tripping. I'm over here on some other shit right now. You know what I'm saying? All right, M.I.D., you next. You next up.
You
died. Yo. That name, my nigga. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good, man. I'm definitely feeling good. Grooving. You know how I do it.
My nigga, who would know? You know what I mean? Years ago. But anyway, what I was about to ask you. Ain't about to ask you no music shit. What the? How you feel about these groupies, man? Do you got groupies?
Keep the hoes on deck. I mean, that shit, I try to steer away from it, you know what I'm saying? Niggas trying to live life right, you know? But, I mean, they always, you know what I'm saying, throw themselves. But I just be like, you know what I'm saying, y'all know what's going on with your mom. So I gotta keep it cool. Priorities.
Say no more. I know what you mean. But my second question, nigga, when the fuck is you going to hop on one of these beats, nigga?
Yeah, you ain't send me nothing. I gave you my email. You ain't send me shit.
You got to be like, yo, Knight, pass me. Let me get this joint. I can't just send you no shit because you're going to end up not doing it because you ain't going to be feeling
see. All right, now we're going to go ahead and dead that right there. The thing that separates me from a lot of them is you can send me anything, and regardless if it's my tempo, my, you know what I'm saying, I'm a do it. It's going to challenge me to make myself better, to do another, you know what I mean, step outside the box.
So whatever beat you send me, that's the any DJ out there or anybody that's listening, hit me up, AaronWaters0@gmail.com. Send me beats, and I'm going to eat them. Hey, no more.
All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and ask some questions for you. I want to know if you had an opportunity to work with any producer out there right now, who would you like to work with and why?
He's a producer, right?
Yeah, producer.
Let me see. Goodness, that's tough. I would say probably Dr. Dre. Probably Dr. Dre.
Right.
Dr. Dre got some shit. Right. Like, he always had that shit.
From you being from Delaware, such a small state, I wanted to know, like, do you have, you know, the following? I mean, like, does your city support you, or do you have to go, like, elsewhere? I know, like, a lot of people say their own city don't support them, but I just want to know, how does your city feel about, you know, your music, and do they support you?
All right, most definitely. Like, I mean, I started off, like, you know what I'm saying, everybody just knows me out here, and for us being so small, it's like, everybody knows who I am out here, you know what I'm saying? And then with the music, that just propelled it to another level, you know what I'm saying? And that, as we all know, I had went to the military back in 08 for 4 years, and that just broadened the network. I'm everywhere I go, I'm just walking, telling people, Google the real 8. They don't even know me. I'm just walking by them, you know what I'm saying? Like, everywhere I go, I just spread the network. So they listen to me everywhere. If they look at my Reverb Nation, like, they'll see, you know what I'm saying? You know how you can look on the map and see where listeners are. They listen everywhere. Like, it's crazy.
All right, that's what's up. I'm going to go ahead and throw it to Magasia real quick. Go ahead, Maggie.
Cool. You know, listening to your music, I feel that you're a little laid-back type of dude, especially when you're rapping. If you can, not produce, but if you can do a track with any R&B singer that's a female, who would you want to collab with and why?
Let me see. I think me and Alicia Keys would probably make a banger. Like, I think she would pull some shit out of me. She would make me write some shit.
That's my girlfriend.
I go in. I hear her stroking that piano, and I go in.
Hey, Dad, and if you want to work with her, you should have said you'll fuck with her boyfriend. You know what I'm saying? That
Swizzy,
dude,
motherfucker, but
Swizzy.
Fuck him, I tell you.
Swizzy.
All right, one more question. How do you feel about, like, you know, how do you know that, you know, let me rephrase this question. What makes you different from any other rap artist on here right now that's trying to make a mark in the music industry?
I would just say I'm A-Dot. I do my own thing. I don't follow any kind of template. I don't go off any kind of, you know what I'm saying, there's no manuscript in this. Everything that I do is off of life experiences, and I'm a type of person, I'm very in tune with my spiritual side. So, you know what I'm saying, everything that I do is definitely coming from God above. It's not just me picking up rap because I hear and see everybody on TV wanting to be a rapper, and I feel as though this was my calling. I got something to say, when the time is ready, I'm gonna say it, and they gonna listen. So, I mean, it's bigger than just making a song so somebody can shake their ass. I mean, I might give it to them right now and again, but we make all kind of music, just music.
In other words, what are you trying to say is be versatile.
Real shit. That was a mouthful. Pause.
That's what's up. I actually want to get into your next track, that track that you got sent in last week for the next of Lord Hell No, Real Rap. I want to get into that track, and then when we come back, I want to go ahead and get into some of the callers and see if they got some questions. So if you guys want to ask my boy A-Dot any questions, go ahead and press that 1. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get into your callers, and then we'll get into some more questions from the panelists as well. So, but go ahead and introduce this Real Rap for you. All right, Real Rap, my bad.
All right, we listening, we in here. It's A-Dot, the real A-Dot, and you listening to Real Rap.
Yeah. That beautiful shit.
A-Dot, the real A-Dot.
Right.
for you. This is real rap for you. Rap for you. This is real rap for you. What you want me to do? Come rap for you. This is real rap for you.
Hey, hey. Hey, given the worst set of cartel, we had to make a way and knew we had to start with self. Somehow to make some change, I never knew a heart would feel up with so much pain. Thought I knew it all, but you could never know enough, man. Struggle on a daily basis, trying to keep myself from all them unfamiliar faces. Doing your job ain't enough, niggas always want your placement. Murdering all they statements, you better than that, better be hot. Times for amazing, I rhyme more creative, the Lord born. You laid at my line, so it's more to play with. My mind in orbit, spaceship, I'm gone. With a comeback, Michael, liposuction up out of the game. Rapping so lame, can't be contained, neither restrained. So niggas be mad. Enlightening the people, I'm giving them something that you should have known. Niggas ain't know, now that you know, ain't no excuses, I'm making no change, bitch. You better get out there and stay the fuck off of your ass. I was surpassed, niggas get laughed. I'm running the race, the niggas be mad. Talking real rap, rap for you. This is real rap for you. Rap for you, this is real rap for you. Rap for you, this is real rap for you. Rap for you, this is real rap for you.
So am I living out my dreams or my nightmares? Waking up the only note, a nigga sitting right here. Travel around the globe, I could give you flight fare. Mind, body, and soul, best believe that I don't fight fair. Talk to a high power, told me I was right where I should be, cause I ain't never listened to the right man. Fuck listening to a white man, they took away our free. Dummy niggas, never been a bummy nigga. I was told to keep it G, now I'm right back to the spot. When I left this bitch, you was on some extra shit. I was on some less and shit, learning how to turn my mind into a money pal. Distress the shit, the people know I'm next to winning. I'ma live it right till the day I die, or I'ma try. The people that surround me wanna see me climb. I'm surprised how many weeks I done been alive. 23, wild in these streets, how did I survive? Am I working or in fear? I tried to give it to you, but niggas don't wanna live. Did I disappear? See how I reappear? All I gotta say, I try to put it in your ear. Niggas ain't wanna listen. Now I got this whole shit, so fuck them, kill them, make them all believe me. I do it easy. Oh, and now I'm in the game like. Now I'm in the game like.
Let's go ahead and bring A-Dot back in on the line. Yo, Miss Chocolate and Magasia, we got you on the line with me. I know your guys' calls dropped. I'm just trying to make sure you guys are there.
Yeah, I'm here. Thanks, Dee.
Miss Chocolate?
Yeah, I'm there.
Okay, I'm just making sure. Yo, M.I.D. Red, Big, we got you on the line?
Yeah.
All right. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to that song, man. That song is dope. You know what I'm saying? You definitely got all next to blow, you know, votes on that song last week. So that's a hot roll track right there. Definitely salute to you. I want to go ahead and get into some callers real quick. Let's see if these callers have some questions for you before we, you know, continue with our questions. Let's go ahead and see what 30743 caller, do you have a question? Area code 302. 743.
Yo.
Yo, what's up? You got a question for A-Dot?
Nah, actually, I didn't have no question for A-Dot. I just wanted to say congratulations, dog, coming from the 302 and everything. We got all together, and I hope you listen to my show tomorrow for the Hot 16 contest.
Right. Who is?
It's Crust the Catalyst.
Okay.
I'm calling in for the Hot 16 tomorrow. Be looking for me.
No doubt. You know Delaware got to stick together, so anytime I get a chance to spotlight some Delaware artists, it's a great day, you know what I mean?
Right, right, right. Shout me out, you already know.
Salute to you.
All right, that's what's up. Thank you, Crush. Appreciate it. Let's go ahead and see what the 612-702 caller. Do you have a question for my boy A-Dot?
No, I'm just checking it out, man. I salute him, you know. See, he's doing his thing. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's what's up. Appreciate it. Let's go ahead and take one more caller. Let's go ahead and see what the 870-949 caller, what's up? Who's this? Where are you calling from? Do you got a question for A-Dot?
Nah, you know what I'm saying? I've been on the line cooling, you know what I'm saying? But, hey, shouts out to that nigga, man. Red Dines and his motherfucker.
Right, right, all day.
How about little brother?
Nah, nigga, what's up, nigga?
Yo, Tay, Red Bangs. That nigga go hard, too. Hey, you need to send in some of your music.
All right, bro, I got you, my nigga.
Yeah, man, let's do this.
Straight up, man.
Yo, we already been in conversation as far as the next joint I'm about to sing y'all is going to be some turn up. I've been giving y'all a lot of, you know what I'm saying, provocative. I'm going to give y'all something y'all gonna really turn up to. Somebody might work out to it, bust a sweat. Who knows? But I'm going to give y'all the turn up.
So Ada, I want to know, like, you know, where can do you have a, like, official website or anything like that?
As far as an official website. It's just so, I got so much stuff out there, I ain't even going to spell it. It's not an official website, but like I said, it's on the iTunes, Badpiff, I got videos on YouTube, it's everywhere. I mean, like, it's the worldwide search. You just Google it and everything pop up.
Okay.
Real
A-Dot. All right. I want to know, like, what advice would you give to another upcoming artist, you know, trying to do the same thing that you're doing right now?
Shit, don't let nobody tell you that you can't, and don't let yourself tell you that, because, I mean, you might get discouraged. You're your toughest critic, you know what I'm saying? So don't beat yourself up. If you think you can do it, go for what you know.
All right. Anybody else got any questions they want to ask?
I got a question. Chocolate wants to know, is A-Dot single?
Oh my God. No, A-Dot is not single. No, nah, don't let them start calling that. A-Dot is not single. Don't get me beat up. Why you sitting right here with me right now?
We have to put it out there for the listeners.
Don't scare away and don't show love, ladies. I mean, y'all definitely like the music, so, but I mean, nah, A-Dot's taken.
That's what's up.
You seem like a real cool, humble brother, man. More power to you. Straight up. Keep
I'm trying.
Straight
I'm
up.
Trying.
What's with you, bro? I want to go smoke a blunt. I'm coming to Delaware, bro.
I'm trying. I can only do what I know.
That's real.
Yep. I want one of you guys to go ahead and ask him the topic of the day.
I want to go
with both of the topics of the day. One of y'all can go ahead and ask him the first one, another one can ask the second one.
I got to ask you this question. I got to be the one to ask. How do you feel about... No. This is how it's going to go. What is your opinion on good head and bad head? Okay, go.
Oh, man, bad head is like, what the fuck is you doing? Like, why are you down there? Like, if you don't know what you're doing, like, don't even, come on, man. It's 2013. You can't play around.
Those
games down there are serious. You can't fuck around down there.
And the nigga need
good head. To all the ladies that's listening, your man, he needs good head.
Mm-hmm.
Don't stop playing. You want that nigga, you want to keep him there. You want the nigga to do your nails, your hair, and all that. Hey,
bro, I done got to the point where I don't even ask a bitch for head. I feel like if she's that good,
it's
then she'll
sex.
Just go down and do it.
It's part of sex.
Because I don't really want my woman to suck my penis. I'm sorry.
What you mean? That makes sense, though. That makes sense.
I'm on live radio, y'all. I'm on live radio, and I don't get the whole...
You want to suck you down instead of your chick, though? But you should be getting it from your man, your chick, like your wife.
No, you missed me. No, you missed me. I said I don't even want my woman sucking my dick, period. Like, I don't even like head.
You're not getting it from the right person.
Boy, you ain't getting none tonight, bro. You ain't getting none. You done told the whole world. This woman be getting groovy on your juicy.
Hey, you gonna gas it up too. Next subject. What's the next question?
The next question ain't no better, hell. You better out just sticking to this one.
Yo.
Next to Blow Radio.
How come fellas get a player's card and the ladies get off? They're a hoe.
Oh yeah. I heard you ask this earlier. I was ready to answer this. Yeah, all right. See, the way I look at it is, a female has to have a certain level of sophistication. You're a woman. You're a lady.
Yeah.
I mean, men. Back to the root of it. Niggas is dogs.
Yes, y'all are dogs.
Meaning, you can find you the right one, and you can get the fuck right. But, I mean, as far as the ladies out there just throwing the poom to every nigga that say something nice to you, you have to respect yourself a little better than that. You got to. And then everybody, all the little ladies is so intrigued by the twerk team videos. Every little John want to go make a YouTube video shaking their ass in their bathroom with the toothpaste stains on the mirror. It's like, you know what I'm saying?
And then you want a motherfucker to give you respect like you just a woman. You might as well just go strip on the internet. It's like,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, ladies, ain't nothing wrong with them videos. Ain't nothing wrong with them videos.
No, ain't nothing wrong with them. We just telling y'all, don't expect us to give y'all more than what the fuck you asking for. That's it. You know what I'm saying?
We only do what you allow us to do.
Like you said, we dogs, and a dog only does what you allow it to do. If you allow that dog to piss the shit in the house, it's going to piss the shit in the house. So,
every
I mean,
day,
it just is what it is.
RNS.
Mm-hmm.
I told y'all, I'm a pimp.
Pimping and
hoeing
the best thing going, huh?
Pimping and hoeing, and they already motherfucking knowing, and if they ain't, they do now.
That ass.
Is it wrong for me to say, you know what I'm saying, some of them I look at as hoes. A lot of them I would say is just real freaky body. They not much different from these dudes.
I understand that too.
I had plenty of female friends. They just strictly friends. You know what I'm saying? They'll talk to me about as far as their relationship with their niggas, you know what I'm saying? And I might know a couple of other dudes who they mess with, but as far as how discreet they kept it with, you know what I'm saying? I was more like the brother. Yo, Ada, yo, listen to this. This is some wild shit that just happened. You know what I'm saying? They'll tell me this shit, but they would keep you discreet, though. You know what I'm saying? Nobody would know that they was out there popping off like that. And I'm looking back like, damn, you a smeeze on the low, but all right, whatever.
Moral of the story, it's not what you do, it's how you do it.
Exactly.
Right.
You deal with the summing it up thing.
Man, I'm a beast, bro.
Okay, so I got something about that then. That, and it's to all the fellas then. Say you got you a chick or a female or whatever you want to call her. I would say she a go-getter, a shorty that goes out there, you know what I'm saying, get it how she live. Maybe she want on
She get what she want. I mean, look, they know what they want out of life.
Using what she got,
they want out of life.
What she want. Right. So is she considered a hoe or is she a go-getter?
Put like she a go-getter. She a go-getter. That's she a go-getter.
What about she?
She's a hustler. Babe says she's a fucking hustler. Check this out. I'm finna break y'all out some knowledge. I don't know how y'all feel about, you know, religious views, but I'm just gonna say something real quick. If you go to the Bible, it says in the Bible that God does not like people that does things maliciously for sport. You feel me? So you have to realize what people do these things for sport and what people are doing these things because they have nothing else to do. Now, I'm not passing judgment on nobody because I'm not God. That's not what I'm here for. But you have some women that are at home that cannot get jobs, that are in the economy very bad, that don't have a man there with them, that's got 3 or 4 or 5 kids that they got to feed. I'm not bagging on her. I'm not bagging on her, you feel me, for going out and shaking her ass as a stripper because, see, she did what she had to do. Now, these other little bitches that don't have to do this, that's in school, that ain't got no reason to be doing none of that other sort, they're just going out shaking ass because they want a little bit of attention because they so sad because their daddy just say, hey, hi, I love you. You know what I'm saying? That's just what it is. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's real nigga shit, bro. We on the radio.
Yeah,
I'm just being real. You feel me? Like,
yeah,
I can't be calling to the world
line. Not all girls are like that. I mean, a lot of girls are like, my dad was in my life, and my dad was in Derek on my whole. Not all girls feel that way, you know, but some of them just be on some other shit.
So some girls are just straight out, just flat out evil, huh? That's
hoes.
What I'm saying.
They just hoes. You know what? I don't call them hoes. I don't call them hoes. I call them girls that like to experiment this and dick. That's what I call them.
That makes everything okay.
Hey, okay.
Hey, I call them all when they mess with somebody else. You know, other than that.
Like I said, I don't knock nobody grind because I know how I gotta go nowadays. Nowadays, not everybody got that style, that scholar job. Not everybody, you know, racking up the millions, you know. And people want to live good. I mean, you gotta do what you gotta do. If that's what you gotta do, then do you and more power too. You heard me? Just give me my percentage, bitch. You heard me?
Media that fucking up, bro. Real shit. It's the media that fucking up. Everybody telling they got racks on, racks on, racks.
Man, they gotta realize that shit's entertainment. That shit's entertainment, bro.
Niggas will get caught up.
How you gonna live an entertaining life for real? That ain't real.
Right.
Yeah, I feel you though. I feel you though. Yeah, that's real shit there.
Yo, Ada, what's your opinion of hip hop? You know, today.
This thing, but hip hop, I would say. Hip hop was going through a little trouble here the last couple of years, but I would say that real lyricists are starting to come back, you know what I'm saying? Like, when they nominated Kendrick Lamar, you know what I'm saying, Lyricist of the Year, I'm like, word, like, he definitely is saying some shit, you know what I'm saying? He's not just being cliche, he's not just saying some shit just because somebody else said it. You know what I mean? They got some people who can really rap, you know what I mean? Like, really got bars, you know what I'm saying? They ain't just got songs with a hot beat and a catchy hook. You get what I'm saying? Like, niggas is spitting out here. And niggas is starting to recognize people like that now. It's starting to come right back.
Indeed.
Okay. Definitely.
Indeed.
That's up. So,
And we dropping knowledge, man.
Like a motherfucker, bro. That's all we doing, you know. Like, that's all. And next to blow, we drop this shit that's going to get you somewhere so you can blow the fuck up.
Ow. Free Max.
Pat Ow.
I said it.
Dad
Ow. I said it.
Dad Ow, bro.
What's up?
So do you have any
upcoming
performances or anything, any shows, venues that you're going to be here in anytime soon in the Delaware area or anywhere else?
Shit about to get crazy. All right. We on the way to Florida. We about to go to Florida University. And for people that don't know, that's the number one music school.
I go to that school.
I'm about to go on campus. So You know what I'm saying? I'm about to just be in touch with just music heads all day. You got your video people there. You got your producers. All kind of shit. So I'm about to, that's what I'm about to do. And I'm going to be in Florida. So it's about to, I'm just about to extend the network. That's all I'm about to do, extend the network.
Hey, guys. I didn't hear you. What school?
Full Sail.
Where is that?
FULLSAIL, Full Sail University.
That's in Florida.
Yeah.
I attend that
Orlando.
School,
that's in Orlando. Yeah, it's in Orlando,
okay.
Florida.
Okay.
Winter Park.
Well,
yeah,
okay.
Yo, Biggs, that's where you go to school at, you said?
Yeah, that's where I'm going to be going to school at coming March the 4th. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
yeah,
that's
I'll
a start date. Yeah, that is a start date. He ain't bullshitting. That's what, I've been admissions to this start date.
Exactly. So, you know, your boy Biggs will be starting school at Full Sail on campus. Yes, I am getting my degree so I can actually be called what I am, which is an entertainer. You feel me? Yes, let's get
right,
it.
Right.
And everything, y'all. Hell yeah, selling pornos, all that shit. You know, entertainer. Hell yeah.
I entertain people for a living and they fucking like it. Quit laughing at me. I don't like that.
Aww. Really?
I just want to say for the record, I'm cold as hell, y'all. I don't know about y'all right now, but yeah.
You what?
You didn't have...
Oh, this damn.
Where you at?
I'm warm.
Man, I told y'all I gotta come downtown to work tonight. It's free for ladies. Ain't no free for ladies, honey. Thank you. I'm downtown at Aqua, the queen of arts events, sponsored by Rust and Origin, OS Entertainment. I'm cold out the door, y'all. Shit. What's up?
I'm about to be down that day. It's already.
Are you working the door? Yes, I'm working the door.
Okay. Damn, I did forget about that. Shout out to OS Entertainment. That's the homie. Yeah. That's
right. Shout out to that boy. We down here. We're going to heat it up. It's cold right now, but we're going to heat it up here in a little bit, y'all. So if y'all out in the Minnesota area, come check us out down in Aqua.
That's what's up.
Look at Miss Chocolate working the radio and the door at the same damn time.
Word, she lies.
Real woman.
That's a real woman.
At the same damn
time. At the same damn time.
Yo, A-Dot, I'm not sure you get a lot of this, you know what I'm saying, from my opinion, but I just want to know, like, if you ever get negative feedback, like, how do you take it in? And, like, how do you deal with it? Like,
I mean, like, it's a lot of time now, it's a lot of positive, but there's been, like a couple cases of a negative, and it's just... It threw me for a loop because, I mean, to be honest, totally honest, like, I always got a good feedback, you know what I'm saying, with my music. But for them very seldom negative comments, I'd be like, yo, what? Like, how can you say you ain't like that? What's wrong with you? That's what I'd be thinking. Like, the niggas are really just cold, not like my shit, and they'll hate hard. Nigga, you whack. Nigga, I swear to God, you should never rap again. I'd be like, yo, these niggas is wild. It should be funny, though. I just laugh.
Any of y'all have any more questions before I hit it with the last two questions?
No.
Nah, yeah. I'm good. It's rare.
I got a question.
My
question is, when you come to Minnesota, man?
Minnesota, hey, they gonna show me some love out there. Shout out Minnesota. Next
Minnesota definitely will show you love.
Yeah, we in Minnesota.
I'm trying to get on my global grind, you know what I'm saying? It's definitely a lot of work going on. I got my hands in a lot of shit right now.
Why you gotta do ain't gotta say the word, let us know you need somebody to hook you, promote you, get you but what you need to be, holla at me. If you're on the soccer, I do it all.
No doubt. Everybody, we all gonna be in contact. Like I said, I'm about to keep sending y'all music too, so I'm gonna keep this thing going.
Thanks. I want you to go ahead and let everybody know one more time how to find you on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, Reverb, whatever it is that you want to put out there. Go ahead and put out your links and go ahead and give your shout outs as well.
All right, first off, I got to find Next to Blow Radio. Do that. All right, then we're going to look for A-Dot. Google the real A dot. You know, the YouTube is the real A dot. A D O T. A dot in the building. That's the Twitter. iTunes. Welcome home. A dot. That's the mixtape when I came back from Iraq. The video. A dot waiting to inhale. That's John Doe's real right now. 500 views the first day. And the last is that piss right now. That's what 2 Chainz, you know. The real A dot slash 2 Chainz. Google that, and everything gonna pop up. I'm talking 90,000. We doing that.
That's what's up. Do you have any? Do you have any last shout outs you want to say or anything to the people? Let anybody know anything that you know we haven't got to address on.
Shout out my babies. Shout out my family. Shout out 302. Shout out my nigga MID, GCM.
Yeah.
Shout out everybody that's been, you know what I'm saying, listening and really been there holding it down for me. And they already knew that I was about to grind. Shout out everybody. Keep doing your thing. And everybody that called in and had their songs played tonight, you know what I'm saying, shout out to y'all. For being a part of the Next Blow Radio movement, because it's definitely moving. Ta-da.
Ta-da. He just ta-da.
Yeah.
I had you on mute, brother. I had you on mute. Shout out, baby. Much respect and love. Shout out.
Yeah, we real wavy over here.
All right, Ada, you're more than welcome to stay on the line with us the rest of the show. You know what I'm saying? Me and the crew are just going to rock it out, you know what I'm saying, discuss these topics and stuff like that. But definitely thank you, and I appreciate, you know, the support and you calling in and submitting your music. And, again, congratulations, you know, for being a part of, you know, the first winner on Next to Blow a Hell No. Definitely appreciate that. Keep, you know,
keep
the
work. We went
down
to history. That was the first one?
Yes, sir.
Yep, that was the
Oh, we need a plaque. We got to do something else. That shit went down in history.
That
was the first one.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We are the first one to put us on the map with the Next to Blow a Hell No. Hey, now you're going to be known, boo. That's all what's going to happen.
Yeah.
He cute with his laugh. It's so cool.
Yeah, funny as shit.
So crew, I want to know, I don't know if y'all got any sports news or anything y'all want to talk about the sports, what's going on with that. Y'all got anything over there?
Yeah.
I'm saying, how everybody feel about that Super Bowl?
Super Bowl.
I ain't rooting for none of them niggas. Fuck both of them. My team is there.
Go Baltimore, okay?
Have
it on.
Who seen that black girl?
Huh?
I read about the black
girl. Hella feedback. I'm not sure who that is.
That's
my bad. All right, go ahead and mute your mic. Yeah, she in that club. Shout out to Aqua. If you guys are downtown, tuned in. Make sure y'all go check
it
out. Yeah,
he's over there. Yo, y'all ain't see Beyonce performance? She snapped out. I was hoping the titty popped out.
She went in.
I was hoping the titty popped out like Janet Jackson. I was waiting.
Oh, my God. Everybody was talking about that.
It's right in the front of the TV, too.
Hey,
Jason don't
do
that.
I'm mad at the people. Why they keep blaming Beyonce for every motherfucking thing. Now they say she the cause of the power going out. What's that all about?
They said she had her own generator,
Lottie. They said she was a Illuminati after that performance. Like she looked like a devil and all that. I was like, oh, man, y'all sick out here.
She probably
did.
That shit is crazy.
That's
all I got to say about the whole halftime performance is Kelly is sick as hell. I want whatever she's eating.
Yo, Kelly?
Yeah, you see her?
She
got nice.
I think she got a little
chicken. Yeah, Kelly got nice.
What's wrong with Michelle? Why she always look like that?
She always look bony, like a skeleton.
She
look like somebody's grandma.
Yeah, she
look
like
a dude.
She look
like a damn, like she's a cold mama.
Michelle ain't get no love. Never, she ain't never get no love. That's my brother.
That's so mean. No, but she looks like she's sick, though, or something wrong with her. Like, I don't know how she even made the group in the first place, because she always look weird.
Keith, hear me. Hello, Keith.
She can sing, though.
No, she can't.
It depends on what she's singing. Gospel? Okay. R&B? Hell no.
Next boy, hell no. She would have got a hell no on the show.
Yeah, hell no.
She be sounding like she got something in her throat. She sounds like a female like Venus.
She sounds like she sucks too much dick, dog. Be shit. Her boy be hella raspy.
She sounds like a nibbler. Not bogus.
Huh?
Shots fired, no, shots fired.
Mm-hmm. Rapid fire.
Okay. You said that'd be what?
I said, do she sound like a nibbler? As old boy called
her,
oh, rapid on his shit, a nibbler.
Maybe.
I've
never
heard
that
before.
But she felt like she didn't be sucking too many dicks throughout the day. Oh, but she sounded hella like crazy to me.
Yeah,
she me. On
huh? She got bony knees. She don't look great on stage.
Oh, yeah.
At all. That's a bad look.
That is. They owe something about it, though. Like, that shit crazy. And how Mike wasn't working. That was a hell of embarrassing. That was crazy.
Man, they always got Beyonce Mike turned up.
Oh, yeah.
Over, the other, over the other ladies.
Yep.
Beyonce
might be
bitches.
On nine. Her might be on nine. Kelly Michelle should be on six and four.
Yeah, hell yeah. I'm just be yelling and screaming. You still can't hear him.
Oh, man. That's crazy.
Yeah. I don't care about that shit. I didn't watch it, so that's my opinion.
Why you watch it, Queen? Why you watch it? Hello?
Yeah. Hello?
My phone had cut off, y'all. My phone had cut off on my cell phone, so thank God I'm tuned in. Thank God I'm tuned in through the computer on my Skype. Y'all can hear me?
Yeah.
All right. Yo, Charnay, Miss Chocolate, and Magatia, I got you guys on my cell phone. I'm sorry, y'all. My phone just exited out of the switchboard. You know, I can't call Bacon through my phone, so that be. Can y'all hear Magatia and Miss Chocolate?
Hey, a little bit. We still rocking with y'all, baby.
Baby. Yo,
next as well.
I just got you guys' message on Facebook. I'm going to definitely get into them tracks by Biggs. I got to download that song. You didn't send it to the email like I asked you to, but I'm going to go ahead
you
and get it.
You already got it.
Huh?
Did you already got it?
Yeah, but I told you to email it to me in the other email. So, but it's all
shit. I misread that. That was my fault.
Yeah, it's your fault. But I'm going to go ahead and get into the song by Kid Red, Do It Slow, requested. But you guys, I want to know what you guys, you know, basically I had got the feedback. I don't know if you guys got my inbox or whatever about the next to blow or hell no segment.
Yeah, I've seen it. Yeah, can I read it?
Yeah, read it. I need to hear it.
This is from one of the artists that submitted his song tonight, and he was on the next to blow or hell no. So go ahead.
He said, I listened in and I have an answer to the people who said my song sucks, but also to the one saying that you'll never know that song. You'll never know when that song you put down may be on the radio. The person who said that doesn't know that my music manager has that song blasting on the radio all across the U.S. I've gotten messages from friends who I know in several states who have heard the network on the radio when they were just browsing it. So, I guess he was...
Shout out to Othello, my nigga.
That's what's
up.
I don't know.
I told y'all that's some shit that'll be... That's some
it
shit
sound
that'll
like
gonna
a new,
be awesome.
It's like that new Gangnam Style shit.
Well, I ain't even hear it, so I can't even...
Man, you don't want to hear that nigga all the way in the loop, son.
It sounds like some type of anime. Sounds like something that'll be on the background of
of a Goku, I mean, of a Dragon Ball Z movie.
Yeah.
First.
Oh, it's just like a Japanese parody song or some shit.
Yeah, you know, but nothing, no offense. I mean, that's just what it sounds like. I mean, you know, it's cool or whatever. You know, like we said, you know, it's not to tear anyone down. You know what I'm saying? It's just
to get an actual,
you know, live and actual accurate, you know what I'm saying, understanding of what your music really sounds like to a variety and diverse, you know, group of people. That's about it.
Right.
We ain't trying to bring nobody down. We're just trying to help you.
And then once again, can I say something? Once again, it's so many niggas in the game right now that 1,000,001 motherfuckers hate them.
True shit. And it's about 3,000,001 motherfuckers like them. So, I mean.
Exactly.
Hey, you know, you don't have
keep doing your thing, man. Even if it's a hell no on the show, keep doing your thing.
Exactly. Hey, you putting it on the show?
That's real.
I was definitely.
Hey, that's to let people know too that y'all shouldn't be calling in being too rude, honest. But you know what I'm saying, give positive and negative feedback. You never know who listening or who's booming where. We all about networking and shit and supporting with Next to Blow or Hell No. We want to just give basically feedback so they know where to improve at with their music and shit.
Constructive criticism. That's what we call it.
Yo, Othello was about to blow somebody the fuck up. He had to let y'all niggas know. He was going to blow somebody up.
All over the U.S. in this bitch.
Othello, I was rocking with you, baby. Don't kill me. I'm good.
Yeah, Othello, no, I was with you from the jump. I just thought it was rather funny the way you sounded. That's it. You know, I'm just
yeah,
silly,
that
though.
Shit did sound fucking crazy. I'm
it's
sorry,
funny.
But I'm rocking with it. Don't kill me, Othello.
We do this for y'all, baby. We do this for y'all. You feel me? We do this for y'all. So, don't get mad.
Go ahead and send me that track real quick so I can get it uploaded. I don't know if you're able to go ahead and email it to the Next to Blow or Hell No.
I believe I can try. Let me see right now. Boom, 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 boom. Because I got it on my phone. I'm just going to go boom, press this button, and then boom. Press that one. Click on that one. Then I'm going to come over here and
yeah,
I'm going to
see
him.
You can see him too.
I'm going to Next to Blow that hoe. It said CC. I'm going to say to Next to Blow a hell motherfucking no. Uh oh.
It's sent.
Next to Blow that hell motherfucking no.
All right, I'm going to definitely go ahead and fix that email and download that song and upload it. I'm going to go ahead and get into that track. But first, I want to go ahead and get into this Put Out song real quick. Yo, Red, go ahead and introduce your song. Slow.
This here is my motherfucking shit. Do it slow. Some for the ladies. Shout out to everybody that's been supporting it. This, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, a little something for the ladies. Stay tuned for more shit from Recess, Kid Red, a.k.a. Tat Out. Do it slow, baby.
Tad motherfucking down.
Tad mother loving down.
Young exclusive. Take off all your clothes. We can do it.
I did not mean to stop that track, but we are all the time. We got like 30 seconds. I just want to say salute to everybody. Make sure y'all tune in next Wednesday. I'm sorry, Biggs. I'm sorry, Red. We're going to get into that track next week. I lost track of time. Shout out to Bogosky for reminding me. Thank y'all for tuning in. Shout out to A-Dot. Shout out to Remy Cash. Ruby
hello,
Kate.
Hello.
Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
All right. Thank y'all. Thank y'all. Appreciate it. I don't know. Y'all got about 30 seconds. Go ahead and say whatever y'all got to say.
Biggs.
Shout out.
Hey, A-Dot, the real motherfucking rapper. All
right. Make sure to know it's real. Motherfucker, Recess Kid Red. Shout out.
I got you. 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 You remember? You